welcome to another episode of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
Someone grow.
This is Hot Sauce.
And this is episode 123, right?
No, 126.
No, shut up. That's fucking 200, baby.
Seriously, I think it's like 126. And you just released 125, I thought.
No, it's 124.
I think it's 123.
124.
Who gives a shit, right?
This is
over under $5. Make a bet.
This is a podcast from...
You want to make a bet? 122, bitch.
Ooh.
123, yeah. 123.
You should have made the bet before I fucking...
bitch.
Shake on it.
Bitch.
So.
Go on.
There's many, many, many topics to talk about.
None magic related.
there's some.
As a couple.
There was like a tournament or something.
We're a magic podcast, but we like to talk about more about ourselves. Because not to say we live interesting lives, but we live lives where things happen.
I don't even want to talk about me. I want to talk about a hero of ours who... It's kind of in some deep water right now.
Is this a Spacey thing?
This is not.
Spacey is not a hero. No.
But who is a hero? Louis C.K.
Oh, I don't know anything about this.
Oh.
Okay, because he is.
Ooh.
He was, before this conversation, a true American hero.
Yes.
And now he is.
Maybe he's still a true American hero? Let's
so.
See. Oh, no. What's happening?
There have been some women who have come out and made some.
That's at the fashion fair, dude.
Sexual assaults. Not assaults, some. Whatever the term is. There's been some women coming out saying that he's done some not cool shit.
He's been single for a long time.
So
give him a break.
So, okay. So here's the thing.
Okay,
they wanted it. They asked.
Here's
for it.
The thing.
Okay, how are you supposed to?
Look, he's a famous man. They obviously asked for it.
I mean, how are you supposed to? What is that?
He's not attractive.
What does the saying go? It's like I don't condone rape, but like if you want to have sex with somebody, say no. How else are you going to do it?
Exactly. That's his words, almost verbatim.
Yeah, and then he came up with that joke like right after.
So okay, here's the situation. There's one story about how this, like, girl-girl duo, like, comedy duo or whatever, performed one night and then, like, opened up for him or something like that. Anyways, he invited him back up to his hotel room and then he, like, asked them, like, hey, is it cool if I pull my dick out? And then they thought it was a joke until he pulled his dick out and started jerking it right in front of them.
Well, did they say no? Because all I heard was he asked them, and they laughed.
Okay, so
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm gonna go. Like, I'm gonna go point against.
Turning defense here.
Okay.
I'm gonna go point against.
I mean, point four. It's hilarious.
Point four. Okay, we're batting zero right now.
Okay, and there's been multiple other allegations of the same nature, where it's not like
he's not even touching them.
So that's
a flasher in a park.
So that's where I think it's true, because it's like. It's all like him just like jerking off in front
he's
of chicks.
Just faffing it.
Yeah, but he wants to jerk off in front of them. Which there's a specific style of porn specifically for this, and don't ask me why I know. It's called CFNM.
CFNM.
Yeah. Clothed female, nude male.
Okay.
And it's basically
you look deeper into this.
Basically, you know when you find out like the acronyms, you're like, what the fuck kind of acronym is that for porn? And you have to go look it up. You know,
see, more than I see those, I'm still like, well, I need to finish jacking off, and then when I'm done. I'm like, I don't think about them anymore. And then every time I go back, I'm like, what does that stand for? Then I'll look it up. Though.
It's like POV. You didn't know what that was until you looked it up.
What have you?
And then
you,
yeah, exactly. So, anyways,
POV. You guys talking about Puff?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pop-Puff. So, yeah, he's a big old flashy perv. And I guess there's been, like, whisperings about this in the you know, celebrity community. It's been going on for a while. And, like, you look back to his material, and he does have a lot of bits where he's simulating jerking off in front of the audience. So it's
just
like...
his rocks off.
It's fucking not building a good case for him.
I was always wondering why his smile was different than his other jokes. Like, when he tells a joke and he, like, smiles at his own stuff, laughs at his own jokes.
Yeah.
It was like a different smile every time he...
It's because he's saving that for later. Yeah.
Huh.
Saving that one for later.
Nah, I get it.
I'll just say this. Like, what's worse? Him jacking out in front of ladies or Kevin Spacey maliciously raping an 18-year-old boy, like, in front of his mother? I don't.
Well, I mean,
that's
both.
That's not really a comparison.
They're both in the negative.
They're both in the negative.
Yeah.
But, all I'm hearing still is like he asked them first.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm glad where you're going with this. I'm happy we have a.
I'm glad you're trying, but advocate, stop. But, yeah.
No, whatever.
Yeah, if you
just until people are guilty. Until
I, so I have
so
a.
If she was fapping in front of you, then we'll go from there.
I had a coworker years ago. That is a sex offender now, registered sex offender, because of pulling his dick out to women that did not, were not interested in his dick.
Consent to
yeah.
seeing
it was either. Just like, hey, we're in the same aisle at the gas station. Here's my dick. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shit happens.
You know, and it's
hey,
like, she gave me, she said hello to me while she walked by. She gave me a smile, then looked directly at her phone. And I was like, she is looking up. She's looking me up to see if I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
So I better show her my cock.
Yeah. Hey.
And then now he's a sex offender, and he don't work there no more.
I'm looking for my dog. Where's the nearest Jack in the Box on this map? That's conveniently located on my crotch.
He pulls the thing out. If you follow these directions on my phone, whap, take a left here, right on Mulvaney.
So, unfortunately, yeah, he's in some deep shit.
That
and
sucks.
I guess he's, like, canceled a bunch of current projects or whatever, and it's just, like...
I'm not going to say it sucks, because, like, in the
I mean,
same way.
Well,
it sucks
it.
That it comes... Shut up. It sucks that it comes up, but it, like, it doesn't suck for him. Like, it's too bad for him. Like, the truth should be told
oh,
about
yeah.
shit like that. And that's it's fucking not okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It sucks that it happened. It sucks that, you know, you idolize somebody and then you realize they're not fucking God and they're just fucking human with fucked up flaws like
yeah.
the rest of us. Not to say that shit's okay, but, you know, when you look up the celebrity or, you know, anybody, older brother or fucking whatever it is, you know, you kind of idolize them in this way where you kind of neglect the downfalls and then,
is,
you know.
Is it strange I like him more now?
No, that's not strange.
I mean...
That's why you're here.
I'd watch him.
Fap it?
Yeah. But, so anyway...
I would...
I'll help you get your rocks off, Louie.
I would not. I would actually only watch the woman's reaction. I want just like a close shot of their faces from before and then just like during and then after.
It's so tiny with that.
And that's it.
Yeah. Maybe he's in the humiliation side of it.
That's
I don't
it.
Know.
That's
you got
it.
A little tiny wiener. Hey, watch me stroke my
so,
little...
So, what's the deal with the porn part of it? Like... Am I okay? I'm in front of the computer.
He was just
I'm dick out, and then fetish. Yeah, but I'm like so like I'm a dude, and then I'm like oh I want to see another dude like play with this stuff. Oh, but you thought it was girls' clothes and the guy's naked. So
yeah.
guy's jerking off while the girl watches.
Yeah,
and that's like
or I mean there's big variations.
Yeah, there's also ones where chicks are making fun of the guy.
Oh, once again, I can't like
where the girls are like instructing them how to jerk it.
Yeah, there's
so
like
there's a couple
to blow on it but not touching.
There's
it.
A couple things that I can't like get my head around very well with porn, which is. I have to say that, of course, whatever anyone can like whatever the fuck they want, and I don't care. But, like, the whole, where they have, like, the fucking, the white dude supposed to be the husband or whatever.
Cuckold.
The cuckolding, there you go. Where, and then, like, the fucking other dude comes in there swinging dong and then plows the wife while he's, like, basically touching them. Or, like, interacting with them even or something. He's just sitting on the couch like, oh,
yeah,
that's fucking good stuff. Like, that's something
just
that
behind the drapes.
I can't watch.
Some of the guy joins in, too.
I watch porn, and I make sure that the guy is, like, not... I don't even want to look at his face ever. Like when a guy is eating a girl out on that, I just skip right past that shit. I don't want to see a close up of a dude's face and tongue. And I get that like you can get into that because then you're pretending that's you on that little puss, you know. But I'm not into that shit. And that's like that's something that I think I find it to be slightly not bizarre, but like just it's really popular.
It's
and
not,
I'm like,
it's not in your wheelhouse.
And it, but it's also it's got to be in a lot of people's wheelhouses because it's fucking
yeah.
all over the place.
Like, transsexual porn is like one of the most popular porns in like in the world.
Pretty gnarly stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure like
people got some secrets, bro. People got some fucking secrets for
pretty
sure.
Pretty sure that CFNM is like a very minor subset.
Oh, is,
you know,
yeah,
it's
is,
not.
That is very
yeah
minute. And,
but I see that cuckolding thing like on every fucking page of videos that I click through, and I'm like, man, it's fucking everywhere. It's always
but okay, so listeners,
timid dude.
Now that we mention it. Because you probably never heard it before. Now that we mentioned, and if you have, shame on you.
Well, I read the acronym, but unlike, yeah, unlike you, them and myself didn't actually know what it stood for.
I associated it with something I don't click past. I don't want to look that.
So now that we mentioned it, that's like all you're going to, that's all you're going to run into now.
What's POG? I keep seeing that pop up recently. P-A-W-G.
P-A-W-G.
It just seems like it's usually women with big butts. But I don't know what POG means.
P-A-W-G.
No idea.
There's one for you to look up for me.
Yeah.
Playing with ass white girl. I have no idea.
I will get to the bottom of this.
That
might
be it.
With my journalistic skills. So, how's everything going in your world? Any sexual misconduct allegations?
I actually have one in the same all
moment. Right.
Oh, God, good timing. Okay, so on Halloween, I got a dude arrested on Halloween.
All right.
So I'm working the door. I'm a bar downtown. Halloween is actually Tuesday. Not the, Saturday is a big night for bars and stuff, for drinking, for Halloween parties and stuff.
You know, but Halloween actually, was Tuesday?
Halloween was actually Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was last week. And so it's actually Tuesday night. Working the door. A bunch of hot girls, a bunch of costumes, all kinds of people running around. And about 12:30 at night, in front of my door, walks this dude, not dressed in costume, wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and his hands in his pants. His phone's left hand, right hand down his pants.
Lefty. No, stranger.
I'm like,
stranger.
Okay, well, that's kind of deep in there.
Did he used to work for the Chargers?
No, this is my next one. As I talked about this guy, and I discussed with other people, like, then I told the cops and other people about what he was doing. So, at first, I'm like, his hands in his pants and it's deep. I'm like, well, I'm gonna give him a 10-second grace period. Maybe he's drunk and he's just got a deep scratch and he's just like a crude person with an actual hand in his pants. Well, 10 seconds goes by. And granted, real quick, step it back. There's cops everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially on Halloween.
Yeah, it's
especially
downtown.
All the different terror shit that happens all these nowadays. And it's downtown. And so our bar's in a pretty busy corner, and there's not directly on our corner itself, there's no cops right there, but across the street on that corner, there's cops. Across the catty corner, there's cops over there. So there's a cop on the other side, too. There's cops everywhere. This guy's hand out of pants. 10 seconds go by, and like, nope. He's definitely side pulling like the elite security guard from the Chargers. He's got his hand out of pants, and like, he's got the side stroke motion going, so he's not out. You're not seeing like the pants go forward.
Yeah.
But he's going the side cock pull. You know, the good stroke going. And I'm like, well,
maybe that's where the itch is. It's right on the bottom of the shaft.
I gave him 10 seconds, dude, which is more than he fucking deserved.
Did his eyes go a little bit more across?
I'm like, you're not Louis C.K. This is wrong for you.
You're not,
you.
You're not
an American hero.
Yeah, exactly.
Flash the cops across the street, start walking across the street, get him. Like, hey, guys, get the fuck over. This dude's got his phone out, he's recording tracks walking by, he's fucking jerking it.
So he's recording chicks walking by also.
He's got his phone out. He's like getting material for then and later. So
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of hot girls walking around in little skimpy costumes. Like, it's a Halloween's a great reason for girls to be slutty.
Bro, we might be able to find this video online.
Perfect. I'll search.
Once you get out of jail, yeah.
It's probably an evidence for cosplay. for, you know, proof that he's jerking it. So cops go and grab him and come over, grab him. And I think as they grab his arms and pull his hand out of his pants, pretty sure, because he didn't see him coming. Like, they came up behind him, and he's drunk while doing this, too. And I'm pretty sure, because the cops go, whoa, whoa, as they pull his hand out. Pretty sure when he pulled his hand out, his cock came with it.
I'm sure it did.
So I'm like, there's the evidence. You don't need no videos anymore. It's cock in hand, dude. It's hard.
So he had the fucking hole in the pocket.
He was cock handed.
Oh, no, he wasn't even subtle. He didn't have his hand in his jean pocket. He had it in the waistband.
Oh, wow.
He was deep.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it was not subtle in any way.
He could have cut his pocket.
I hope for his own sake, he was just scratching it. He wasn't scratching it, dude. He was side.
He didn't even plan ahead. He just spontaneously in the moment, like, this is happening.
No, you're supposed
right
to
now.
Just remove your left pocket, and that's just what you do.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do I know?
Yeah.
I'm not Louis.
So this is all going on, and the cops put him on the ground and sit him down. They, you know, stand him up, pat him, put his hands on his back, this and that. They saw him on the ground for a minute. This point, like I said, I pulled two cops over. Well, there's multiple cops all around. Anything little that happens, they all like come to like help because they're close. They're all kind of waiting for something to go on. Next you know, this guy's surrounded by six cops. This one dickhead just came out of my bar, decides to start doing the fucking recording thing, which fine, all fine and good. You can record. That is legal. But if you get in the way of a cop's arrest, if you, are in the way of, what the fucking word?
If you impede their...
Impede their fucking job, impede their duty, which this guy continued to fucking, I can record, blah, blah, blah. And the cop's saying, yes, sir, you can record, but I need you to back up. Because the guy kept getting closer and closer. He's right next to him. The cop's got their backs to him. Besides, the one cop was dealing with the guy. The cop recording, getting closer. The guy's being a dick, doing a whole fucking blah, 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 running his mouth, this and that, just being a fucking asshole.
I know my rights.
It's like, yeah, dude, but you're fucking being a douche. Like, you are not defending some helpless motherfucker getting beat that you didn't see the beginning of what happened and why he's, like, not resisting arrest, blah, 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 resisting arrest. No, this guy was jacking off in public. You are basically like defending and all angry and recording a sexual predator.
So did anything happen with him? They just, okay, go on.
It was a great
Making sure.
It was a great karma night. So this guy continues going. The cop's holding his fucking head. You can see the cop's pissed. Because why the fuck would you be pissed dealing with a fucking idiot like that? The cop's still sitting there telling him, like, you need to back up. Now, in the middle of all this, this guy's buddy comes running from out of nowhere. He wasn't with him this whole entire time. This tall dude comes up.
The dude that, for the jerk-off dude. Jerk-off buddy.
Jerk-off buddy. Okay. Comes running out from a different corner. Comes running over there. Comes up all fast, and he's lucky the cops didn't take him to the ground. Because he came up, he ran real quick. And then I think he quickly, like, oh, I'm just a friend, I'm sorry. And so, like, they didn't take him down, but he's right there. And I look at him, I'm like, oh, I know that guy. So, the problem is this. When I worked back at the old bar, this guy used to come in all the time. And then, like, next door, they had, like, the Rockabilly Night. The guy'd be there all the time. I'd drink with him a couple times, this and that. This is the jerk-off buddy's friend. And so I knew the guy, not, like, personally, but I knew him enough. And then, sure enough, maybe 2 weeks ago, I took my son to school. And I parked in a little different spot. And, like, as I'm taking him to school, this guy, the tall guy I know, like, hits out of his car. As we walk our kids to school and start talking, like, sure enough, this guy's kid's, like, 2 years older than my son. Go to the same school. So he's like, just, and then fast forward 3 weeks ahead, I see him run up to his jack-up buddy who's getting arrested. I just got arrested. I'm like, oh, don't turn around, don't see me. I don't want to talk to you, this is really awkward. I don't want to be able to tell you your friend is a fucking creeper. And not even a smart creeper. There's a hotel right across from our bar, which I've seen many girls actually, like, flash their tits in the window. They record porns every now and then with the windows open.
Like, fantastic.
And, like, they're big, like, bay windows. You can see the fucking street from these windows. It's like, dude, go sit up in that fucking corner window. Sit a little back from the window, have the lights off, the blinds open, and jack off to your mind's desire. Chicks walking around with you all you want. That's how you fucking plan ahead to be a pervert.
Yeah.
You don't jack off on the street with cops 30 feet from you.
With a hand down your pants, no hole in your pocket, no thing of popcorn with this a thing in the bottom, nothing.
It took so long to get caught. He was at least smart about it. Could have been in a hotel room. Jesus Christ.
Could have been just holding his jacket or something like that in front of him.
Yeah.
Lots of things you could do. And so gross. Luckily, this guy...
Pretend there was a badger down his pants. He was trying to fight it away.
I'm
nothing.
Like, don't turn around. I don't want to talk about this. This is fucking over the top awkward. And, like, your friend's a creeper. Like, I don't know if you're a creeper, too. I don't know. So, I
mean, most likely.
Luckily, the guy never turns around because his friend, like... Then the cops stand the pervert guy up, take him across the street, to get him away from this fucking recording guy, and the cop car's over there. Dude tells... The cop tells the guy, do not follow us over there in a PDR arrest any further. Sure enough, starts walking across the street. Guy starts to follow right away. Across the street, gets close to the cops recording, the arrest again. Now they're like, okay, that's fucking up. You've been warned. You're impeding the arrest once again. Bam, take his phone, put him in custody. I'm like, nice. Fuck you. You're defending some goddamn pervert.
And he's probably so pissed and like, oh man.
Like, the dude was smiling. He didn't get his fucking asshole. Like, oh yeah, I've done justice here. No, you're just a fucking idiot in the goddamn way. You're a fucking idiot. So yeah,
you're right. It's the wrong thing to record because it's just an arrest. Like, who cares?
Yeah,
record all you want. Don't get in the fucking way and cause a problem over that. Like, whatever, dude.
So I just want to say that I haven't been in that same situation, but I've been that tall guy before. That I've been that guy. If for people who've been listening a while, I had a friend named Feats. If you remember the uncle daddy,
okay,
the yeah, uncle daddy,
daddy uncle.
I don't think I've heard this story going to though.
So there, I mean, there's a million stories I could go into, but he would get
he's a fucking character.
He would get drunk and like start grabbing chicks' asses at bars.
Oh, I take it.
And I'm like,
my bar.
Dude, we have to get the fuck out of here because you're gonna get beat up, and I'm not gonna fucking stop him. I'm not gonna get my ass beat for your like, even like at the local fucking shit bar that used to be. Over, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, just right there, fucking grabbing chicks' asses. And not only that, like, I remember this one time, we went to, you know, underage, we used to go get homeless people to buy us alcohol. We found this, like, older lady or whatever, and like, hey, buy us some beer, and she's like, okay, cool. And
bum.
Yeah, bum.
Homeless woman.
I don't think she was completely homeless, but, yeah. So, anyways... she buys us the beer, and then, you know, we go to drop her off wherever we found her or whatever, because we had a car. And then, like, we were already drunk at the time. We're getting more alcohol. And so he's... I forget the exact situation, if she was in the back seat or not, but, like, he starts, like, going and, like, groping her and, like, stuff like that, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like,
is she just, like, taking it? She's just like, okay.
She's, like, trapped in a car with two drunk dudes who
just... I don't even remember.
Playing it cool.
Thanks for buying us beer. Your payment is...
Yeah, your payment is sexual assault.
Yeah. No laughing.
I think she was like somewhat okay with it, but at the same time, it was still creepy regardless if she was down. And I was just like, just I was like, okay, gross. Okay, bro, we need to like leave now. You need to stop this. So anyways, I've definitely a couple times had to be that guy where I'm like, okay, hey, I'm sorry about him. We're just gonna mosey on out of here and take him back to the cellar before he can fucking do whatever he does.
Gimp anymore.
Yeah, we're gonna get you a DVD and you're gonna fucking stare at the TV all night. Get in a corner. The fuck out of here.
And like just that was like half the time that I used to get drunk with him was stopping him from doing dumb shit. And
there's
then
dumb shit and there's like creepy shit.
Well, the illegal and creepy
assault shit.
And then there's just dumb shit. So all of the above. So, you know, I'm really looking back on it. I'm not too sad that he's not in my life anymore. But
he's not Uncle Dad. Yeah, it's good that you're out of that life.
He's got responsibility now, man.
Yeah. He's going to be groping his kid's daughter.
Okay. All right, all right.
His daughter's friends.
I mean, anyway. You're seeing the future here. Where's the crystal ball at? How the fuck are you doing this?
I mean, is it that far of a stretch of a thought?
No, it's not.
I mean, we all got that one guy, you know, in our group who...
I got you.
You have to... Well, you have to babysit.
I was trying to think about who I'd say, like, yeah, probably knife.
Not like sexual assault, but you have to, like, babysit, you know what I mean? I definitely...
I used to, because I got rid of that
Yeah,
guy.
It's been a long time, though. There have been a few of them over the years, but...
A long time, but I cut him out years ago now. Like, you know what? I had a kid now, and you also had a kid, and you are a complete piece of shit now, and you have a kid. Yeah. I'm done with you.
Yeah, so, anyways...
Good time.
So, how's the rest of your time been... Where you been all this time, Crow?
Oh, I think you described it pretty well in that email to our listener. On a couple binges.
Just, you know, having a fun old time, talking away from the microphone.
Sorry. and then just the shit didn't line up a couple of times. Like, last week I was going to be here, but then my mom was out of town, and then the ex is, like, working now. So
yeah,
just,
we
like,
had some scheduling issues.
Yeah.
Happens.
Classic us.
Yeah.
Remember, we should be at... Episode
like 250.
We should be about 210 right now. 205, 210.
Even when we do meet up, sometimes it still doesn't. Even if we record, quote unquote record, sometimes we don't even get it because somebody forgets to hit the button.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you this time because you started pretty quickly. Did you hit the button?
And I switched the audio input, so it's the actual good microphones that we have in front of our faces.
Is it though?
Instead of
it is.
Okay. Instead of the laptop mic.
Sorry, listeners, I had to just get the spike on that.
You had to get in there, nice
spike.
The shit I've been doing besides playing Destiny 2 is Shadow of War came out. Been thoroughly enjoying that. I know not your guys' cup of tea, but I'm really into that Nemesis system in that series. It's a lot of fun.
So, how did they improve on the first one?
All right, so I will say that I can't give a full review of it yet because. Between playing that and still playing a lot of Destiny 2 and being busy and doing other shit, I haven't actually gotten to, like, stage 2 of the game yet where you're actually doing, like, tower sieges and branding your own orcs and creating an army yet.
Gotcha.
What I've played so far is mostly still similar to the first game, minus the branding. However, there are new things to it and other stuff going about it, but I can't give a full review of it yet. I'm going to play some more and get back to you on that next week, probably. I mean, instead, I've also had a couple interviews with the county. They also did a little test recently, just like a little entrance test aptitude thing, like which I knew wasn't a pass because I'm passing that shit.
I was testing at a college level from third grade, so those tests don't fucking bother me. They're easy.
Oh, man.
Fucking brag about it.
You know what's really great about this whole conversation we had is that Crow's mic wasn't, the volume wasn't turned up. So sorry, folks. Here.
So it's not my fault. It's
no.
So we have anything I've said on recording? We have no idea.
Probably picked up on our mics, maybe a little bit. So.
Oh Jesus Christ! Why'd you turn Jesus? So my whole story, that good 10 minutes, is dead air. God damn it! I hate you so much with a goddamn fucking passion knife.
I might just have to cut that all out. Oh, man.
So, back to Magic? To record next week? Jesus Christ. Do we continue or what?
Yeah. Go. We're full steam ahead.
Oh, man. Don't have to hear about my fucking getting a pervert arrested.
See if we can do some post-production fun stuff.
I hope you can. So, a little test of that. I guess I have an interview coming up for it. Basically a day job with the county. It's been weird though. I've never done like an office inside job. That's never been my forte. I mean, not that I can't do it. I can, you know, do whatever, but I've always worked with my hands. So it's going to be a real culture shock, I think, to be inside doing like a Brenton job.
I got fat. That's pretty much what happened. It was good doing the office thing, but just fucking gain a lot of weight.
You get sick a lot more.
Sick of
when you're
life.
Sick of showing up to work.
Yeah.
So you just in the office, just germs just find their way to you.
I think I'm doing with like bums and welfare families and shit too, so I'll be that much more sickness.
Yeah, right up your alley.
I already do that anyway. So
right
downtown,
you're gonna be like, nobody gets anything. Fuck,
I'll be happy about that. People are gonna deny. I will. Fuck. Wrong. Say the tax IRS some goddamn money for your worthless life. Sorry.
Fantastic.
Health and Human Services, everybody. I don't know. See how that goes. So. I have a deal with my son. I talked about it before, where he's only allowed to hit me, not allowed to hit his mom or any other kids and like that. And he's been really good about that for the most part. Like, you know, in like pre-kindergarten, some kid grabbed him by the collar and threw him to the ground. This kid was smaller than him, so he just stood up, pushed his hand off his collar, and like told the teacher, "Hey, this kid's fucking trying to do shit." I'm like, "Good, buddy. You don't need to prove shit. Like, you're always gonna be the big kid. Some little fuck's always gonna want to try to fuck with you because he's got to prove his short man syndrome manliness to you." And so he's been good about that. We have the same kind of deal when it comes to profanity. This is the same shit I grew up with my dad, where, you know, it was about respect and knowing when and where you can say things. So even to this point, like, he knows he's only allowed to cuss around me, but even then he'll go, he's going to say, like, "Oh, what the hell?" But he doesn't say. He says, "What the?" And he goes, "Oh, daddy, I almost said a bad word. Can I tell you what I was going to say?" I'm like, "Yeah, go ahead, buddy." He goes, "I was going to say, what the hell?" I'm like, "Or what the damn?" Or whatever, like, kind of shit. I'm like, "Okay," you know, just laughing about it. Well, this, I think, like, between hearing myself and the ex and like the other family members cuss around him and this and that, and it's just whatever. But I think what's really brought this new surge along is this other kid in his class he's good friends with, Caswell, who has a hot mom, which I'm looking at too. But this kid, I guess, cusses in class and shit, and so like they're good friends.
Nice.
And I'm like
right in front of the teacher. Teacher just like shaking her head, like, "Damn you, little bastard."
It's like. It's a good thing my son's like well behaved, because this teacher's like this little Asian chick who's like maybe a half a foot taller than him. Like, it's ridiculous. My son's very tall, but she's a real tiny little lady.
So the other kid's name is Caswell?
Caswell.
Most badass name in the whole fucking world. Caswell
Peter Schmidt
Mickelson.
Caswell
Sire. Steel Force.
What's a Caswell Rich? Richie Rich family kind of thing?
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know any Caswells.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like butlers? Caswell? Is that a butler?
Caswell.
Parents are hippies.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think so. Mom's not. Mom's hot. I don't like hippies. She ain't no hippie. She's not a hippie. I don't like hippies.
Maybe the dreads are not done, but she had them before when she had the kid.
Anyways, I saw the other day, you know, he says, "What the hell?" But this time he goes, "Daddy, what the..." He goes, "Oh, I was going to say a bad word. Can I say it to you?" He goes, "What the fuck?"
Whoa.
Wait a second. I started laughing. Like, "What'd you just say?" I said, "What the fuck? What's Darby? God. Well, I'm glad you're still just saying this to daddy, but who the hell taught you that?" Fuck. And he goes, so I'm kind of laughing. And like, I'm kind of thinking this Caswell. He made a comment about how he's been cussing in class. And then, like, the next day, he goes, "Oh shit." I'm like, "Oh my god, Darby, this is coming along fast." It's just kind of funny to have your 5-year-old son say, "What the fuck?"
Old Darby and Caswell, yep. Tearing it up.
I'm like, "Well, that's a thing."
That's
hilarious to me, but as long as you're only saying to daddy, then it's really hilarious.
I don't know how to deal with that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I'm down with it in a sense, like kind of what you're saying, but
I don't know if I
want to be the father. You have to come to the PTA and be like, "Yeah, get it for me," you know, or whatever. I'm a shitty person. Sorry.
Actually, yeah, this parent-teacher meeting is scheduled like next week too. Like, not like just for us, but like for every kid. But I'm not worried about it. I said, like, he's a good kid. At base level, he's a good kid. Like, every kid has their fucking like moments of going crazy. Like, he had probably the worst temper tantrum he's ever had, or at least in a while. I went like yesterday. And I was like, "Jesus, where the hell is this coming from?" But, you know, buddy, it was really bad.
You're like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Oh shit. Quit your fucking crying, kid. What the fuck? but I'm not really worried about him like cussing in class. You know, he still knows the rules and he's been really good about that stuff. We have a good relationship, and So he's pretty good about that. So I'm not really worried about him, like, you know, being that kid in class like
it's
that.
It's pretty funny, though. But it's interesting. There's so many interesting challenges the children, you know? Not even fucking ready for it.
Cat hospital. I guess that should be cat funeral home without a body.
Okay.
Ichabod, my like 1.5-year-old little black cat. Fucking that cat was so cool, man. I've seen cats like learn, like be taught how to like open doors or something like that. And I've seen like cats like use their paws, like pull a door open or like maybe push down against and push it. But then that's when the door's already open some.
Right.
I've never seen a cat teach himself to stand on his hind legs, reach up, grab the handle of a door, pull it down, and pull it back and open a door to open to go in a room. It's very impressive. Very smart cat. Very sleek. He looked like a Wily Bandar without the like ugly head. Like his body shape was just a cool cat. Anyways, come home from work one morning at 4 a.m.
He broke into the guillotine room.
Yeah, something like that. 4 a.m. And at this point, usually I let the cats go out because they're indoor outdoor cats. Him and Ichabod and Loki. Just like any other morning. Well, a week and a half later, haven't seen him.
Ah.
And 2 days after, two, 3 days after, maybe 4 days or so, well, a week after him being gone, Loki comes back in with this big old fucking like bite mark on the side of his head. I'm like, well, I don't think Ichabod like went to someone else's house and they haven't they've been feeding him at this point anymore. I'm pretty sure he got eaten by a coyote. So, you know, that sucks. I mean, it was a cool cat.
Your other cat got bitten by a coyote? Is that what you're saying?
That's I'm assuming. Okay. That's my next assumption, because now that if that coyote ate Ichabod, now he's back on the hunt knowing the other cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right.
Be my theory. But we haven't seen like coyotes come up at the 2-acre backyard when you're Cow's Mountain, so coyotes aren't like a uber rare thing. We've seen them walking around. We've seen them like in the daylight with the rabies. We've seen them at nighttime, and you know, chase them off a bit. But it's not like they're howling all the fucking time and they're always there. So it was, you know, one of those like, okay, apparently they're here this time. And
actually, in that canyon right by your house,
that too.
We used to drink down there all the time, and I always remember at a certain point in the night, Mesa.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
At a certain point in the night, we would just hear a fuckload of coyotes, and it would just freak us the fuck out because we'd be drunk, really drunk by then.
And that part, that down there gets real dark too.
Yeah, it's super dark, and we'd just be like, "Oh fuck, dude, we're dead."
Did we even have flashlights on our cell phones yet? I don't even know.
No, we didn't. No, that was way before that.
Yeah. We're using like the screen. Like, come on, just like
not even that. It's a flip phone with no backlight.
Something. So
we were just fumbling around drunk. So
yeah, that's unfortunate. And then you know, Loki got a big old bite on his head and. We got antibiotics for him. I kind of give him some, but it's healing up pretty good, so I kind of stopped giving the antibiotics. So I'm more of a believer in fucking healing yourself than whatnot. So it kind of gets forced on the cat. So yeah, that's been kind of my weeks is cat death, binges, and other shit.
That's
a rowdy week for sure.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I got one more. Forgot about this. Son and I were hanging out.
Then he sexually assaulted somebody.
Yeah, he did.
And I think
a little pecker, no balls.
Yeah.
I think I took him to McDonald's or something like that. So we had food. After eating, we get back home. And we're both sitting there. My son's been having some really gross farts recently. Like, he's proud of them, like any little boy would be.
Of course.
And they're fucking gnarly. Anyways, for whatever reason, the exact same moment, we both go to fart. And we both go, look at each other. Like, oh. We both sharted at the exact same moment. It was just a proud father-son moment of sharting with your son.
You wrote down the date on the calendar, right? The time?
It'll be a family holiday for now.
Did you hit briefs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we both did.
Wow.
I'm like, buddy, like, go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and put your pants on the ground, and I'm going to the other bathroom. Give me a few minutes to wipe. I'll be there to help you in a couple minutes. Like, you got to sit there and shit on your ass a couple minutes because I got to handle business first. I'm not walking around with my ass and shit on it to clean yours first.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, sorry.
I have not hit briefs yet. Have not hit briefs. Well, like, not life, because that's not counting me a child, but I mean, from 10 years old
well,
on,
I mean,
I have
like,
not
I
hit
mean,
briefs.
Like, you know, I don't know.
It might have been it's a little spot.
I don't know if it's like a freaking, like, shotgun like that. I mean, like,
No.
You're farting,
and
by the time you get to the bathroom, it's in your fucking underwear.
I got, like, my cheeks are just
Well, you
so
have
big,
a lot of hair.
And it won't, that doesn't do it, dude. It gets through, bro. It gets through.
Oh, trust me, it gets through. It gets through.
It's just more of a mess, that's all.
All right, so my week's been going all right. I've been playing. So I was talking to Crow earlier, the Star Wars Galaxy Heroes game, cell phone game. I've just been kind of getting bored of the grind, you know? It just.
you'll get back in. Like I said, you'll get back into it though because you took a break for a couple months last time.
Yeah,
and then hit it hard for a couple months. Now it
gets to a point where I'm just like, I don't really want to play this. So I looked, looking through some of the other apps, and I found this Skyrim card game that's downloaded it, played it, and it's very similar, quite similar to Hearthstone. With a slight couple differences, and obviously the theme is different. I haven't played Hearthstone in a long time, but like you have a bunch of expansions out, so the card pool's really huge, so it's a lot more complex. If I want to play a complex card game with a large card pool, I'll just play Magic. There's a million different formats I can play. I'll just play that. So that's kind of why I stopped playing Hearthstone. So I started playing this, and I think there's only like one expansion out for it right now. So
it's, card pool is very small.
And it's very simplistic. I mean, there's still different strategies. There's kind of like a tokens buff up your team sort of strategy. There's a reanimator strategy. There's even a what's the enchantment where green enchantment? You sack a creature and then you bring a creature.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, like.
The one that got banned in Modern.
Yeah. Anyways, birthing pod style.
Birthing pod. So there's like even birthing pod style decks, and like I made an equipment style deck where you just play a bunch of low creatures and then just stack them up with a bunch of shit and swing in. So anyways, yeah, you can transfer some of your Magic knowledge to this game, but I've just been enjoying it because it's so much simpler and I don't have to put as much thought into it, and that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Does the game work well? Does it, like, have any bugs or anything weird?
It's perfect so far.
Okay.
Like, actually, behind the scenes, working-wise, like, I'm not getting kicked.
And it's on your phone?
Yeah.
So it's easy enough to see on your phone?
And it's also on Steam.
Yeah.
So, the one on my phone, working good, and I've been playing for a couple days. I even plopped down, like, $5 on buying some packs and stuff. So, been playing that. Really fun. I suggest you check it out.
I think Frank Lepore...
Yeah, he was sort of the beta. Talking articles on it.
I think that he was part of the game development.
Ah.
I think like a consultant, you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily sitting there and actually developing it on a computer, but more like, come in, we're going to show you what we have. Do you have any things that you'd say about it? And then, you know, he'll fucking leave, basically. Right.
So not only did the Pro Tour happen, which we'll get to later,
really?
BlizzCon happened.
Go so on. Oh, yes, for you.
Oh, I know why you're excited.
Anybody who's interested in Hearthstone or Diablo or Heroes of the Storm, what other? StarCraft.
Just get to it.
Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh, but also World of Warcraft. I saw a tweet about it, and I was like, this has to be a joke. So I went and found the footage and actually watched it. So like I could
4chan? Never mind. Go on.
He's just been a long time since I've been to 4chan.
Naming a forum where you could have found it.
You went to FARC? You found it on FARC?
Yeah, exactly. So... drum roll. They are coming back with classic WoW.
Like vanilla WoW.
Vanilla WoW. So the community's always called it vanilla WoW. It's the base package of WoW without any expansions. And so obviously there's a big nostalgia thing for that. The game's changed in so many different ways since then. So the community always called it vanilla WoW. And there's been like... non-legal servers where the developers try and that aren't a part of Blizzard, they try and recreate the vanilla WoW experience, and then you play for free and blah blah, and then they always get shut down, and then another fucking developer comes out with a new one. So anyways, there's always like these private servers where you can play. And so the community's been asking for it for a long time, since I played, like back in, you know, the late 2000s.
Late 2000s?
Yeah. I played from like 2005 to 2009 or something like that. So the panel or the reveal,
mm-hmm.
The guy comes out and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, got some announcements. But first, you know, I just want to talk about ice cream. You know, I personally love cookies and cream. I think it's the best. Blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha, ha. Set big, long setup for the joke. But I hear that a lot of your guys' favorite is vanilla.
And then the crowd
And then the crowd's like, oh, oh man, is it real? And then he's like, that's right, we're coming out with WoW, you know, classic WoW. And then he goes on to talk about it. And so it's not even like they haven't given it a date or a time or anything. They're just saying, hey, we're working on this. And so I went into all these interviews with the development team or the head guy and basically gave like no information about it, just that they're working on it. So I am 100% going to subscribe once they come out with WoW Classic. I even told my fiance, I was like, hey, just a heads up, they're going to come out with this probably in the next like couple years, and I'm going to play it. And
she's a
lot. Like, and she's like, yeah. She's like, you only get to pick like one super nerdy game. I'm like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but
bitch.
I am playing this fucking game, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm just giving you a warning. I'm giving you like a couple year buffer for you to digest this information.
So I will tell my not fiance that similar thing where I find out that this game, you know, could be like Destiny 2, for an example. Where, hey, this game's going to come out in September. I'm telling her in, like, July. I'm like, just letting you know, for, like, 3 weeks. Whenever, like, I'm kicking you out of the living room. Like, I'm going to be in there playing non-fucking stop. And when I'm not playing that, fine. I'm just going to let you have massive priority over whatever my other needs are as far as entertainment. I'll go hide somewhere. But, like, right now is the time. I give her, like, a fair warning. She knows all about it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then she'll peek her head in. Oh, this is it. Okay, cool. You fucking nerd. And then she'll leave, you know?
Yeah. So. So and there's a bunch of other people. I think Zuby and Spivey, whatever the fuck Spivey. His name is, from 1600 Dust podcast. Everyone's talking about jumping back on it.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure Sprinkle will get in on it. And
I'll tell you this right now, I know WoW is a game that if I got into, I'd fucking love.
Yeah.
However, when it first came out, like I was big in the world into Warcraft. I loved the original couple of games of that. I played them a lot growing up on those computers.
Are those single player games? Multiplayer. I don't know what Warcraft is.
Warcraft, it's single player and multiplayer, okay. I believe.
But is it like a story?
It's like isometric sort of build things.
You build your town, you take over those spots, there's different campaign items, there's fog of war effects going on.
Okay.
All right. Discover new spots and like, new maps.
Age of Empires.
Cool.
So I played the fuck out of those. So a bunch of my friends growing up. When WoW came out, it was like right when I was like turning, what, probably 13 or something like that. Like just getting ready to get into high school and like not really having my own like full money. Like even though I was working with my dad and stuff, I'm like $15 a month for fucking like subscription. Like that was like my first like introduction, that kind of thing. I'm like, fuck that. Like I'm already paying $60 for this game. Like I'm not worried paying $15 a month. I don't ask my mom every month, like, hey, mom, can I resubscribe? Like I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
So I never played it. I never got into it, never played it, nothing. I think I played a trial of it for a couple hours one time. I'm like, well, I don't want to get too much into this because I'm going to fucking want to do this. But you're telling me, and then talking to you about how much it changed and how they dumbed so much shit down.
Right.
And how, like, now like I'm not even in the community. And I despise the fact that you can just buy a kit now from the start and be up to the fucking max level. Like, part of the game is the grind to get to that point. And you're telling me you can just buy that level now? Fuck you. Fuck you. That pissed me off. You're telling me they're going back to vanilla WoW. It's going to be a new server, new fucking deal of it. I will, if as long as at that point, if I have plans, get a new computer, be a playable computer for game system. At that point, if I have that, I will play and play with you.
Yeah.
And you can show me the ropes.
And so even the monthly subscription fee, like that was almost part of the draw to the game where like, fuck, this must be so good. They're charging per month. Like, that's fucking crazy. And it fucking was for a really long time. And like you said, or at least, you know, my experience with it is it got dumbed down and they took away some of my favorite aspects of the game. And so anyways, and now I'm hopeful, like, okay, if they do like this classic WoW, pretty much they have to have two development teams now, because it's not like, oh, just one part of the WoW team can go and do this classic thing. It's like they're having to maintain like two separate MMORPGs. So it's this huge undertaking, but I still hold out hope for them having servers where it's just the first expansion also. But that's probably not going to happen. But that was my favorite time of WoW. But yeah, so the classic WoW is a grind, and it takes forever and a day to fucking level. And I want to say, like, you have to be like level 40 before you can get your mount. And I think they've lowered it since then to like 20 or something.
I do remember that. That's like the only parts of the game I know is that era of like that 2008 type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Hearing a lot about it from you and Quickness and other people like that.
Right. So, super stoked for that. I'm 100% jumping on that.
I will not be playing it, but I will be hopefully watching you stream or something like that.
Oh, I would love to stream World of Warcraft. One of the first things I'm going to do, obviously, level one character to 60 so I can get all the good shit, but I'm going to make a 29 level twink, and basically there's the PvP brackets go from level 20 to level 29, so if you go to play PvP, you're going to face characters of this, you know, between those levels. So you get one to 29, and you just pimp him the fuck out with all sorts of the best shit you can get for your character.
Without leveling him to 30.
Without leveling him to 30, which...
So my question is, you don't get experience from PvP? Because wouldn't you just, like, eventually just...
No. No, you don't. I forget how exactly that works. Like, you go turn it in or something like that, something along those lines. Like, okay. You get
like, loot for it, but you don't get, like, experience points or something like that?
No, you don't. Okay. And I think they changed it to where you did get experience, and that's why the twinks went away or something like that. But, yeah, back in the day, if you, like, went and turned in your PvP tokens or whatever the fuck they were
called. Kind of like how Destiny, you did turn reputation tokens in to get gear.
Yeah, exactly. But so then you would gain experience that way. So you just don't fucking turn that shit in. And so with that, like, you have to really take advantage of all that time from 1 to 29 because you only have that amount of experience levels to get all the shit you need. So, you know, people in higher levels will run you through some of the lower level stuff to hopefully get you the gear, and sometimes you have to run it a bunch of times because the shit that you're looking for doesn't drop from the bosses. So anyways, I'm just fucking
nerded. So you can't like take your higher character and give your lower character gear?
No. You have to like have a buddy and be like, hey, I need to run through fucking...
And so you don't kill any enemies, but because he kills them and you're in the same area...
Yeah, we're in the same party.
It's like, yeah, it's like Diablo does that too, I believe. Same thing.
So like... You're not getting as much experience because I think he's like soaking up a lot of it, but you're able to get the gear, you know, so you're not getting full experience.
I just remember leveling up in Diablo, you could just have someone that's like max level and you're starting off, you know, and you just fucking level every minute until like level 20. You just fucking level. That's crazy.
Yeah. So definitely looking forward to that. And I actually, the arena beta had a stress test, which I believe went very well. I may or may not have been a part of it. Who knows?
Are you allowed to talk about that one?
No.
No, I signed or may have signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't really talk about it. But there was a stress test, and I think what they said on Twitter is that it went well. So anyways, I think they're going to try and open it up.
So, Sauce, you didn't get accepted into it either, right?
No, I didn't get accepted into shit. I haven't even heard anything back about fucking the beta except for just the response to, like, the opening survey thing or whatever, you know?
You haven't even got the MTGO beta.
I haven't got
anything. Let alone...
See, I have that beta still, but I haven't done that.
I don't have anything.
6 months, probably. I get an update every new beta. I get an update for it. So I'm still in the beta and I haven't played it for a while.
I check my trash. check the trash on that fucking yahoo.com. Like, hey, come on. It's going to be here somewhere. Oh, no, it's not.
So I think they're going to be opening it up later this month for open beta.
I think I'm going to create a new email account. It's going to be like MTGO beta tester. And see if that
shines. Have you linked your...
Watsy, I'll suck your dick.
My LinkedIn? The beta.
Have you linked Yahoo? Your duels account to it or your DCI number?
I fucking don't think so, no.
Okay, because that's like a surefire way to get it.
Okay, well, that's good information.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing about that. I just didn't do anything with it. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I'll do that.
Probably why you
dedicate that. That's like showing them that I care and I am going
to
do... Yeah,
because it's a hassle to do it. You put like a couple hours, honestly, to like figure it out and like get the emails back to get the right number and to connect them and sit in the ass.
I still won't fucking get the beta. I guarantee it.
Like, here's your reward. You put the effort in and go through all our bullshit because we don't have a good system. You can come test with us.
Oh, good times.
And I don't really remember anything else, and we're the clock's ticking, so take it away, Sauce.
Real quick. So I went to a Halloween party.
Okay.
Right? Which is pretty cool. And So I go to a Halloween party for, it's like my friend's, Ian's brother, Dylan, you know?
Okay.
Dylan. Anyways, he's played a bit. He's like the other guy that's good at magic.
Yeah, I remember.
So, anyway, so we go, we hear about this place. Like, oh, he throws a party every year. It's pretty fucking awesome. I'm like, okay, let's go. So, we show up and it's in the middle of the like desert side of San Diego. So once you go farther east, it turns into all the desert, just fucking tumbleweeds, you know, one lane roads, and you just goes out till you hit Arizona, basically.
Right.
And he's out there. We pull up in his driveway, which could hold like 100 cars because it's, you know, big property type shit. And there's a fucking obstacle course bounce house in his front yard, like one of those kids like playhouses or whatever, but not the ones that you just jump in. Like I said, it's like an obstacle course. Like it has like ramps and like things to jump through and like,
right,
you know, you things you can push around and kind of, you know, impede.
Tell me
you.
That was the only way you could get into the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's false. That's false.
Oh! That's
false. No, you guys are
damn
so
it.
Stupid.
Damn it.
Why? I was hoping the same thing. Like,
no.
They park and like, this is how we get in the house. Like, oh my God, that's amazing.
What about
the drunk people trying to get out?
What about little Timmy in the wheelchair? Just
fuck little Timmy in the wheelchair. That's his problem.
Just push him through.
Yeah.
Everyone just get back behind him.
He can crawl on his fucking hands.
He's probably great at crawling.
Probably. So,
like his army testing now.
They had this is way in. And then they had this fucking, next to that, they had this motorhome park there, which I assume that there's that their motorhome, whatever. It wasn't. It was a fucking palm reader. They hired a palm reader for the party.
What?
Yeah. And then they had, like, you know, one of those, like, full-size Jengas that has, like, you know, 2x4s instead of anything else.
Right, right.
But it was cool. It had, like, every 2x4 was painted a different color, and you'd roll a dice, and that's what dice you'd have to...
That's what color...
What color of wood you had to knock out. So it made it, like, harder, but it also made it where, like, everyone just takes a turn. So you can have, like, you know, as many people as you wanted to play. Like, 20 people are playing the game, you know what I mean? And you roll it, and then if you make it, you point to a person that you want to go next. And then that person can't be chosen again for so often. Anyways, you just do that. So they had a projector in the backyard for, like, movies and shit like that.
Nice.
And they were watching some, like, the world's worst scary movies. Like, just the shit that you'd see in, like, Mystery Science Theater or something like that. Just so fucking bad. And so I'm getting, like, tired of that because, like, the campiness and all that shit is, like, wearing off. It wasn't any of, like, the classics. It was just totally no-name weird shit. So I took over their Netflix account or whatever, Hulu, whatever they had, and I put on Battle Royale.
Nice.
You guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I talked about.
I know. I thought so, but you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I told him to watch it. Like, this is, like, of all movies to watch, when you actually have to read to watch it, like, this is the one
it's
to watch.
It's so good.
It is amazing.
It's like, real. It's like, okay.
Amazing.
It is exactly what you think, where it's like Hunger Games, whatever, but like super good.
Hunger Games stole our shit from this movie.
Yeah, but it's actually a really good movie.
Book's better.
It's not like the books. Book is always better.
The fucking carry the names, because they're all Chinese names. You don't know who's getting killed. Was that the 12-year-old or the 19-year-old?
Yeah,
you know. Is that a boy or a girl? Fuck.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Zhang Hu.
It's super violent.
So it's still on Netflix.
I have no idea.
That's where I saw
I don't even know where I watched it. Maybe not.
That's
Netflix,
where I watched it, and they have number two, which I haven't watched yet. Because that's why I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking this up right now.
I heard number two, the director or creator or whatever that made it, he died in the middle of that of filming.
Really?
And so his son had to take over and finish it. I'm not saying that's better or worse or whatever, but I heard that happen too. He got killed.
It was just
kids.
The first one was so good that. I was about to watch the second one right after. I'm like, I can't. Like,
the story's good.
About like how good the first one
Boom.
Is, and I can't ruin
it. There it is.
It's on Netflix right now.
Yep.
Yes, it's back. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, like, it's really good.
Girl at the bar, Alex. We're talking about this movie.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. So, anyways, that was cool. But so I brought two costumes. I had the costume that I had was Mad Hatter because my chick was the Queen of Hearts or whatever the fuck it is. You know. You had to be, like, movie-themed for the party. But I, not telling anybody, only my girlfriend knew, but even the people that we, like, carpooled there with, we didn't know what was in my bag, and so I had the dinosaur costume.
Of course.
And so I went in the house, and, like, I forgot about it. Of course, I'm drinking, having a good time, and I'm like, oh, shit, fuck, I'm getting too late. I gotta hurry up and get in there. So I go run to the bathroom, change. I come out. Nobody has a clue. Like, nobody, only Kelly does, but she's, like, waiting in line for, like, a palm reader. So she's, like, sitting in, like, the waiting room of the motorhome. So, anyways, people are, like, you know, cheering. Everything's fucking great. You feel like a superhero, you know? It's fucking awesome.
And nobody knows it's you.
Nobody knows it's me. Nobody has a fuck. I can hear people going, like, they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they go to the who is that? Is that Dylan? Is that so-and-so? Like, who is that? And so I'm running around. I'm, like, terrorizing shit. I'm playing with the Jenga.
And you're going, like, rah,
yeah,
right?
Rah, 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 rah. I have my classic dinosaur voice. It's pretty much it. I just go, rah, rah. And so I'm just like creating fucking havoc. And then everyone's like, bounce house. And I'm thinking, I'm like, no, I'm just going to pop this thing, and it's no way. And then it just got too rowdy. Everyone was like really forcing me. I'm like, here we go. So I fucking dive through the little tunnel, and I'm like crawling and shit and hearing the dinosaur noises. And then I'm getting like stuck. So I have people like going there with me and like pushing on my ass and getting me fall. I'm like tumbling over certain things. And that was the only picture that got taken all night. Nobody took any fucking pictures at all, which is really bizarre.
Right.
To have a costume party where no one takes pictures.
I'm really happy to hear that, because this generation now is like nothing but pictures.
Yeah, nobody,
like, coming to our bar,
nobody gave a fuck.
They walk upstairs, like, that's more of like a lounge area that's like old school bar. Bar's been there for years and years. So it has like this old, like, you think of like a Boston, like, you know, attic den kind of, I don't know, it's just what this kind of spot is. So people come in there for pictures. People come up there now, like these little 22-year-olds come up there, take pictures, come inside, sit there for a half hour, like sitting on the couches, like, and then don't even order a drink. It's like, the fuck is wrong with this generation? You're in a goddamn bar, get a drink or get the fuck out.
Yeah, I like your bar. Your bar is sweet. It's actually one of my favorites downtown.
So I saw the picture on Twitter, and it's just like a very helpless Tyrannosaurus Rex. Just kind of falling over.
It's hard to get up, and I swear, like, so before I got in the costume, I did a race against my buddy Matt through the obstacle course, because there's two lanes for it.
Nice.
So you run by, you run down, and you're supposed to switch sides and then run and then go back, whatever, right? And of course, he cheats and goes back the same way. So I get through the first thing by like 2 seconds faster than him. I see him pop his fucking head out. I'm like trying to get by him, whatever. And then he just darts back the same way. You motherfucker, you little cheater. So I fucking had to dive back. And I haven't been this winded for years. I mean, real winded. Like, real. I didn't realize it going through it. I was just putting all the energy I had, all the energy I had into doing this. Like, just more than I'd ever given to anything ever.
So you're poor 30-year-old bones.
Dude. And I get out, and I'm like, damn, I'm fat. Like, reaching for air, like, holy shit, my lungs don't work. And I was feeling it for like 20 minutes, dude, feeling it. But I got back in there, and then it was like 80% of that, just me trying to get through this thing with this costume. No fucking arms, you know? And it was fun as shit. And then I just waved to everybody, and I went back in the house, and then nobody fucking had a clue.
Nobody still knows.
One person knew. Afterwards, they're like, it was you, huh? It was fucking you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, I know it was. They're like 80% sure. They're like, I know it was you.
So you went, changed back into your outfit, and then walked out. And then you're like, man, did you guys see that dinosaur?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that I want to say. Yeah. Oh, we wanted to take a picture with him. You know, oh, man, we really liked him coming out. I think he knows. I think he knows your appreciation. Yeah. Wink. So, I didn't like go right out to the party. I like went back to like watch the movie, like kind of in the dark, so nobody knew for a while. And then I came back like 15 minutes later. So I don't think I kind of like, you know, just play the role. I didn't want to make sure people. I didn't want people to know. So
yeah, you're not Superman in it where you go in and then come out and you're like, hey, surprise! Nobody knows.
Lois, how's it going?
So it was the party was like, as you can tell, it's pretty ridiculous. Like, a lot of money spent for like no fucking reason, and the party wasn't too. It was like 25 people. Like, you know, it totally should have been like 100 people for what they were doing, but they didn't. And it was great. It was fucking awesome. It was better for it. It's kind of like potluck style too. Bring some food, some good shit. And then anyway, so that was Halloween was great. And I wanted to mention quickly about this this little cooking device I got for all the fucking cooking nerds out there.
Go on.
You guys ever heard of sous vide cooking?
Sous vide, yeah.
Sous vide, yeah. So sous vide, I've been hearing about it for years, and birthday, Christmas, I don't know what the fuck I want. I mean, you know, every year is harder and harder. I'm like, I don't know, I just buy it, shit I want. So, and this thing, I'm like, well, this is something I'm totally interested in. I can't go to a restaurant and get any kind of food sous vide style because it takes forever to cook. So I'm like, oh, let me get that shit. So I got some like gift cards to Amazon, and I bought the sous vide like cooking system. So what it consists of, for people out there who have no idea, you have like a water bath. You have like a pot, or you have like some kind of container that holds a bunch of water. This one holds like 9 quarts of water. Kind of like you're fucking cooking lobster or something like that, right? But it's a self-regulating thing, like a crock pot maybe. But it's very specific. You can change the degrees down to like the tenth of a degree. And that's what's the most important thing to the cooking, is being like exact. You go up like up or down 5 degrees and you're completely changing what the meat is, like from like, you know, fucking well done to medium, from medium to rare. So You, the way it works out is you get your, say, your steak, and you put it in a vacuum sealed bag. So I had to buy a vacuum sealer, just like a, you know, Fresh Saver is that brand that came out like 20 years ago, whatever. You get one of those things. You fucking throw in your salt. I got like, you know, nice quality salt and pepper and shit like that, and threw it in there. And vacuum seal, and then you dunk it in this water bath. And for an example, like the ribeye steak that I was cooking, you want to do, for medium rare, you want to do 130 degrees for, and the time doesn't really matter. It's kind of like somewhere between like 1 and 2 hours. You can kind of do whatever you want because the temperature is not going to change, which means that once the steak gets to a point, that's like where it stays.
Right.
So like you just need to do it for a minimum like hour. And if you let it go for two, it's not going to really change anything from that point. So I did it for an hour and a half as my first time doing it. You pull it out and it looks like it's like gray looking. Like it looks, it's cooked, it's done, but it doesn't look good. You're like looking at it, the fat doesn't have any like the cool little orange crusties on it. You know what I mean? None of that shit's going on. It's just kind of cooked steak. It just looks like it just looks like rations or something like that. You know? You're like, yeah, okay. But I knew this was going to happen. I already knew the whole plan. So you take it and then you're supposed to sear it to like bring out the color, get like a nice crust on it, so it has like the texture on the outside, different to the moist texture on the inside. And so like I got a cast iron pan that I bought.
Cast iron. Just recently got it.
Yeah, I just got
it. You didn't wash it, right?
What's that?
You didn't wash it.
No. You just oil it. Yes. And that's all you do. Yes. Yeah. So anyways,
my mom still uses one that her dad used.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like 60-70-year-old fucking.
Yeah, there's a whole way you're supposed to like take care of it, and you're just oiling the
cast
whole thing.
Cast iron's like fucking amazing.
So you fucking get a thing as hot as it'll go, and then I threw in some butter in there, and then I just fucking seared that motherfucker like as hot as it could go. Like I said, for maybe like 15 seconds on each side, and then I just turned it sideways and cooked like the edges where all the fat was and shit like that. And I got pictures up on Twitter. I know this is like not the most important conversation or story, but I tell you, man, this fucking steak was, you know, better than anything I've ever cooked, but not quite as good as like, you know, Ruth Chris or something like that. That's like really special. But I swear to God, you guys come over and I make some of these steaks, which there's no fucking work. All I got to do is like, hey, let's check. Here's the meat. Okay, here's the seasoning. Let's wait an hour and a half. I take it out, sear, fucking plate it, good to go. So it was like,
you throw the invite out, I'm in. You made those breakfast sandwiches that one time? I'm like, dude, I've had some good food and those are the best home cooked breakfast sandwiches.
I know how to make really bad food.
God, it was good.
Mm. Thank you. I think I'm a good cook with that shit too. So that next thing was that I have this, this little smoking gun, and it's exactly like, what are those vapes that were for weed back like 10, 15 years ago?
Vaporizer.
Yeah.
That's all it was a vaporizer, right? Okay. But it wasn't called a vape. It was called a vaporizer. Like, yeah, it wasn't the term vape yet. So in my head, I'm like, it's not a vape. What the fucking fuck is it?
You put the little thing in there and the bag fills up. You take the bag off and you suck the bag out.
Yeah, you can do that. Or you just put it in your mouth or whatever. Yeah. So it's one of those. Literally that. And so like you have these different wood chips. I have like mesquite and like apple wood and cherry wood or whatever.
You're just adding fake
you
smoke
just
flavor?
Literally pinch. No, well, it's real smoke flavor.
I don't know. But it's just like I have the smoker, so I actually smoke.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
So you're not actually smoking the meat. You're just adding smoke flavor.
You're adding smoke flavor to it. Yes, exactly. It's not penetrating it, but it does. It works. It works like too well. And it's like it says to leave it there for like only two. You smoke it for 2 minutes. That's it. And I'm like, okay. So I did it for like four, and I'm like, God, it's fucking smoky. Dude. So it was delicious. But I'm like, holy shit! It's like I'm gonna follow their instructions. Like two minutes, we're good. So you like get this little thing. You put the little pinch, packed a little bowl, and you literally get a lighter. You turn the device on and it like starts. It creates a vacuum, and you like literally light it with a lighter, and it out starts coming. It's exactly
anyone
the same.
Has a vegan vaporizer still around.
It's literally
you can smoke
no
your meat.
Different in any way. And you just put the hose and you put it underneath a bowl upside down, and you fucking fill that thing up with smoke. And once it starts leaking out the sides, turn it off. Takes, you know, 3 seconds to fill the bowl. You let the meat sit in there, whatever. For 2 minutes, you pull it off, smells fucking great, and it's not like, you can do it inside, doesn't matter, and that's it. You get your fucking perfectly cooked meat, and you, with no work, no cleanup, no nothing, it's inside, no barbecue, you fucking sear it real quick. The searing, I guess, you can use whatever's convenient for you. You can just use a torch, too, like, you can just literally get a little fucking butane torch or whatever, propane torch, and just fucking...
Cream brulee that shit.
Just, yeah, that's it. You just literally get one of those and hit it up, and that can do the crust if you don't want to use a pan or whatever. And then, yeah, I had fucking cut the meat in half, did two different wood chips, you know, smoked each, and I prefer the mesquite over the fucking whatever the other one was.
Hickory.
The hickory is what it was. Yeah, you're right. And, yeah, is fucking is awesome. So I'm just excited now. Now I'm like, I went to Sprouts, which is like a little Trader Joe's style place, and I fucking just bought like, all right, here's chicken, here's bacon. I got three different cuts of meat. I got like carne asada flank steak style. I got sirloin and I got ribeye. And I'm just gonna like create a whole bunch of shit and just cook with it like all the time now. It's so easy, dude. Just fill it up with water, hit the fucking button, let it sit there for whatever time. Chicken, you gotta do it at like 150. Steak, you do it for like 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And yeah, we're fucking. It's good eats, dude. It's fucking good eats. The picture, I'm just like looking at the picture over and over again. Like, it looks perfect. The meat just looks. Fucking like look at this fucking steak, bro.
That is pretty good looking.
Look at that.
You're making me hungry. Hungry right now, dude.
And there's like the crust, you know what I mean? It's like just a little bit, but the inside of the thing is just perfect all the way around.
Yeah, that's crazy. That looks pretty fucking good.
So there's a smoker. I'm just sorry for the listeners. But look at that shit, dude.
Damn.
It's like wet. It's like floppy and wet. It's fucking awesome.
Touch my floppy wet.
Yeah, dude. All the juices stay inside that vacuum bag. It doesn't drip off into the fucking barbecue, you know, which I understand like really good barbecue is probably going to taste better than this, but if you're just like a home gamer, you're not like super experienced with barbecue stuff, you're probably going to get better results with sous vide. So that's it. That's my cool. Fucking
I hope you invite us over to
delicious. The next thing I'm going to make, I'm getting a piece of chicken breast. I'm going to pound it out so it's like flat, and then I'm going to throw in like prosciutto and cheese and some seasoning and shit like that inside. Maybe a little onions or whatever, and then I'm gonna fucking roll it up. I'm gonna wrap that shit in bacon. Then I'm gonna fucking vacuum seal it, sous vide it, and then when I get that thing out, it'll look gross. The bacon will look all fucking gross. It won't be, you know, crispy or nothing yet. It'll be all floppy and shit. But then I just throw that thing in the pan, sear the fuck out of it until that bacon is super crispy, and you got perfect moist chicken because the juices never went anywhere. It's just trapped, fucking trapped, like the band Headstrong. All right, anyways. Magic stuff? What do we got? Pro Tour, all this other fun shit. I'm just hungry now. I just want to get some food.
You going to make some food right now for us?
Yeah.
Just wait two hours,
bro. Just play a game of Commander and boom, done.
Boom. That's kind of how it is. I get home from work, and then I can just fucking prepare it. Or I can prep the night before, and then I can just pull it out of the fucking fridge or whatever and just jump that shit right in the water bath and then be like, all right, take a shower, take a shit, relax for a little bit. Oh, dinner's ready. Super easy.
So, moving on to some magic topics.
Tasty, delicious, buttery magic.
Delicious, mouth-watering. My stomach
is that thyme? It's rosemary. It's rosemary.
I'm a big fan of thyme.
Well, I'm not a big fan of rosemary.
Do you like cilantro?
Yeah.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10. Like you love it or is like okay?
It's just all right.
Okay. You like cilantro?
I'm on the in-between
okay,
stage.
Okay, same
myself.
Thing. Okay. I love cilantro. Just love it.
Mm. There's times where it's great and other times it's like no, this wasn't a good choice for this meal.
You know, it's like tastes soapy to some people. You heard of that?
I've never heard that.
No.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
That's retarded.
People are idiots.
Where some people, they eat it and they're like, it tastes like soap. Like, it tastes terrible.
Huh.
Just like something to do with taste buds, how you're, you know. It's DNA.
Idiots.
It's crazy stuff.
It's science.
23 chromosomes, something like that, right? I don't know.
So, the Pro Tour happened. You probably heard all about it on other podcasts and other venues, or you watched it yourself. I personally didn't have a chance to watch any of the coverage, and I didn't go back and watch any of it. Did you guys have a chance to watch anything?
I watched probably half. I only watch Constructed. I do not watch Draft at all. Like, I don't mind watching for like fucking 5 minutes of them passing packs, you know, but I just kind of look, okay, what are the first like three cards took out of a pack? Cool. Move on to the next pack. What are the first three cards took out of this? Okay, move on. Pretty much all I do with that. It's really quick, and then I just go right on to Constructed. And if I just see it's like energy versus energy, I skip it. But if it's anything else, if it's fucking approach, if it's a different color energy deck, if it's whatever, if it's as long as it's just different decks, so I don't want to see mirror matches.
Right.
So, once I do that, I'll watch the game. And it was fine. It was a normal weekend of Magic. I wasn't blown away by anything. There was couple of notable games, and that's pretty much it, though.
Did you get a chance to watch
it? I watched zero and heard nothing.
No.
All right.
I know energy's been like running rampant, and like that's another reason why I haven't watched.
Literally.
So the top eight, the winning deck was manned by Seth Manfield. He was rocking Sultai Energy.
So that was like, the thing is cool, that had Hostage Taker in it.
Had a Hostage Taker.
Which is pretty sweet. And it had What other blue black shit?
One Scarab God.
One Scarab God. There you go. And then it had someone else too, but that's all I cared about was the Hostage Taker, and then one Scarab God.
And not running Vraska, doesn't look like.
Not even in the sideboard?
Not in the sideboard. Nissa, Steward of Elements in the sideboard, a two of in the sideboard. So Nissa actually getting to see some play. And so that was followed up in second place, Mr. Maynard Pascal, running a blue-white God Pharaoh's Gift deck. So just
bro,
kind of a
God Pharaoh's Gift. You guys seen it? Have you guys seen this deck? You have no idea. You have no idea.
I'm literally like a month out of Magic at the moment,
dude. God Pharaoh's Gift, like it is so fun to watch. I'm glad that it's actually doing well too, because it looks like a deck that is like fringe playable. Like if it gets going, it's unstoppable. But how do you get there is the problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a 7-mana artifact. You got to play like refurbish. Get it in the graveyard and refurbish it, or they have that other, which I'm not even sure if it's playing. They have a 3-mana artifact that's able to like fetch it. It's able to get it out of the graveyard or your library. If you have 7 or more creatures in your graveyard, I think, then you can like tap it, sack it, and then search for God Pharaoh's Gift. There's some fucking thing that goes along with it. It's that same thing with that like Heart Piercer Bow, where it came out in one set, and then it's like, okay, what the fuck is God Pharaoh's Gift going to be? Because that card better be good for us waiting a whole other set while this one card anticipates like with a new card. You know what I mean? Where Heart Piercer Bow got, or no, something got Heart Piercer Bow, right?
Something.
Or something like that. And we're like, okay, right. Well, it's Heart Piercer Bow. Oh, it's a fucking shitty one damage artifact thing like nobody cares about. So this one, though. So anyways, it. God Pharaoh's Gift, beginning of your combat, each step, you get to embalm or whatever it is. No, not embalm. What's the other one? The newer one? There's embalm, and then the second mechanic where it makes it a 4-4.
Eternalize.
So you get to, like, pseudo-eternalize a creature. You exile a creature from your graveyard. You create a 4-4 copy of that creature, and it has haste. And then you get to keep it. It doesn't, like, go away, I don't think.
Nope, doesn't go away.
Doesn't go away. And so one of the neat tricks with it is, which this card has spiked like fucking crazy, is that 5-mana 2/1 flyer that makes servos.
Angel of Invention.
Mm. So it creates a 4/4 flyer that pumps your team and creates the servos, or you can just put the counters on it and it'll make a 6/6 Vigilance Lifelink flying creature with haste. And so the swing, if you can just... You're trying to get shit in your graveyard, and so once you see, like, two of those in your graveyard, and you have God Pharaoh's Gift, the opponent's like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, all I can't, like, counter it, you know what I mean, unless you... whatever that one is, the one that does the abilities, you know what I mean?
Disallow.
You can't disallow, is that what it is, yeah. So you can't interact with it for shit, so then you just have these things coming back, creating fucking servos, and then even playing, like, Sacred Cat... Just getting a 4/4 Sacred Cat. Some of them played a Dored Pouncer, so it gets a 4/4 double strike creature back, and you're like, well, how the fuck do you deal with that?
So this one's just running 4 Sacred Cats, 4 Minister of Inquiries, 4 Champion of Wits, 4 Angel of Invention.
Champion of Wits comes back as a 4/4. You get to draw 4 cards, discard 2.
So it's basically, it's kind of just like a fucking blue-white reanimator fucking deck.
But instead of just doing one at a time, it's just an unstoppable force. And you can have multiple God Pharaoh's Gifts. They're not legendary. You can just,
rocking the Search for Azcanta.
Yep, fill in the graveyard. And then you may flip it, or you may just keep filling your graveyard.
Right.
One card at a time, you know? So it's whatever you want to do. Then if you want to flip it, that's fine, too. Then you can, you know, dig deeper in your deck for other stuff. But that deck is super fun to watch. I really, really like it. It's something that if I was playing Standard right now, I would be playing a variation of that for sure.
Nice.
Super fun.
And so I'm using MTGTop8.com, so they don't give the exact,
it's not important. Top placing. 8, you know.
So in third and fourth place, we have Mardu Vehicles and Red Deck Wins, which is just Ramen Up Red, I believe.
Yeah.
Followed by 2 4 color energy decks, a Jeskai Approach, and a Temur Energy. So energy running rampant.
The tournament was 50% energy deck, or 55% energy decks.
I mean, granted, they're, you know, different variations of the same deck. Energy is just very, people are like, is stuff gonna get banned? Nothing's gonna get banned. Energy is
They've already banned energy. They already banned the artifact that, based on energy, brings shit out. So, like, they already tried to ban energy.
Right. Well, I mean, not energy per se, but...
Oh, you're talking about... No, not the ability or the mechanic, no.
Well, not the... People are saying, like, man, energy is just a very effective resource. It's too effective.
It's very effective.
And it's just going to rule standard until it rotates out. Some people were saying, like, okay, well, what do you take out of that all that could hit all the energy decks to just kind of slow them down a little
long
bit?
Long Tusk Cub.
And the answer is Attune with Aether.
Oh, yeah, actually, that is the main answer. You're right. Because that does do everything. That enables everything. If that's turn one, you're like, wow, like, I'm just, everything I do is for nothing because this guy is going to be able to just draw cards and put counters on his shit. Just do whatever he wants. It's like, and his mana now is cleaned up from Aether Hub. Like,
yeah, so it's great. It just slows it down a little bit, so it'd be more, you know, more interactable. But I don't, you know, I haven't been paying super attention to standard, but it looks like it's decent.
Well, I'll say it's okay. I will say that Long Tusk Cub is pretty ridiculous, right, having Attune with Aether and that kind of shit. It's like Tarmogoyf, 2 mana. But it gets bigger than that because I've seen in over the weekend there were a shit ton of 8/8 Long Tusk Cubs. But also with energy and reserve, it makes combat math weird. Where does he put some in? If I have a burn spell to kill it, I have a Harness Lightning or something like that, or Lightning Strike. Is he going to use it? Is he not? Am I just using it for nothing? Am I just trying to like waste him out of his mana, his energy pool basically? And it makes it where, yeah, you can do things in response. So Tarmogoyf, you kind of know what it is. Maybe if they crack a fetch, but you're probably already planning that. Or if they have like an instant up, okay, maybe you can pump it by one. But this card, like the way it fucks with combat math is pretty ridiculous. And also, you know, just having a fucking 5/5 beater or something like that on turn 3, 4, you know, it's hard to deal with. It's too aggressive.
So the 4-color energy, and I'm assuming the teamer energy, let's see, yep. 4 Harness Lightning, so you get to, you know, use that energy to try and kill something. But the Sultai had Fatal Pushes. So Long Tusk Cub, see you later. Don't have to worry about trying to pump it up or anything. It also had 2 Vraska.
But they also do play Blossoming Defense. Basically, every deck plays Blossoming Defense. So that's another one of those things to look out for.
Yep, 4 colors running a 1 of... And teamers running none? Maybe in the side?
There's definitely a few instances of, you know, I'm trying to do your thing, I'm trying to hostage take her, and then it just, nope, never mind, hexproof.
Right.
A lot of that going on, I felt like.
So,
what do you want? What do you want from me?
Nothing. I mean, that's the Pro Tour. There's a bunch of other stuff happened. Some guy got disqualified in round 15. So he probably would have placed in the money. He was playing against LSV,
and
they were deciding they were about to go to time, or they were in turns or something like that. And they were like, you know, it doesn't benefit us to draw in this situation, so one of us should win. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So given they laid the cards in their hand, they laid them out on the table. And then, like, okay, who do you think would win in this situation with the cards in hand? And they were trying to figure it out, like, you know, if we were able to play this out. And then so the guy, they were still trying to figure it out, and the guy who was playing against LSV was like, well, let me just see what I would draw. And he went to go fucking look at the top couple cards of his deck. And so that's a game rules violation or whatever you call it. You know, it's against the rules. So he used improper methods to determine the outcome of a game, meaning you can't use that information, you know, like it's sitting here at the kitchen table. Yeah, okay, just like I did earlier, we were playing Commander and fucking Hot Sauce had a wicked comeback and I flipped the top couple cards and like, yeah, 2 lands, fucking, you won, you know, no big deal. There's no judge to fine me, to kick me out of my own house. But yeah, and especially round 15 when you're that, you know, that high up, like he got not disqualified from that match, from the tournament.
Right, so no payout, no points.
No payout, no nothing. So he just fucked himself over. So that was, you know, I saw, oh, somebody got disqualified. And of course, like, I want to look and see what.
Absolutely.
Was it cheating?
That's the car crash at NASCAR.
Did he fucking ask to take his dick out? Like, what happened?
He did it. He did it. Under the table, side jerk the whole time.
Yep.
Playing with one hand.
He's no LSV. I mean, LSV could probably get away with that. You know what I mean? I mean, it worked with Gabby.
Yeah, it did. Maybe she's doing it now.
Yeah.
For him. Under the table.
I think she's in that booth. She's there to jerk him off.
I mean, I'd let her. So
I'd let her do anything. I don't even care. If you're listening, just anything. Anything.
He doesn't even like butt stuff. He can do butt stuff.
Whatever. I don't care. Anything. Anything means anything, right?
Yeah.
What's his name? Something Brody what? Brody.
Brody Dale, baby.
Brody
oh,
Dale.
God.
Brody Dale.
I'd do anything she told me to do.
So we have some announcements. Some MTGO style announcements.
Ba-ba-ba. That's the announcements noise.
That's it. Yeah,
now on.
Jesus.
Well, you said something about treasure.
I thought
stuff.
I fucking.
But you didn't. Just like you didn't turn my mic up earlier because you're a lousy cunt.
It's
lazy
right here.
Cunt.
Both.
Yeah. What can
a lousy,
both?
Lazy cunt.
Lazy, lousy cunt?
So you guys watched Cheers before while he's looking up for a shit?
Cheers.
Yeah.
I watched Cheers, but not like a lot when I was a kid. But if it was on, I'd watch it. I didn't understand a lot of it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I've seen like a handful of episodes over the years. Sitting there and watching and playing a game that night, I was like, you know what? I'll try to rewatch other sitcoms that I throw in the background sometimes while I'm playing a game or whatever, different things. When I saw Cheers, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start watching Cheers. So I'm like almost two seasons into it. I'm like, okay, I get why the show lasts 11 years. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a sitcom.
It's a fun
like,
show, though.
It's like in
it's
depth. Like, to the point where, like, now literally, because, you know, Norm walks into the bar, everybody goes, Norm! Like, I'm sitting in my room by myself, and he walks in the door, I'm like, Norm! Like,
so, and Peter!
Like, okay, whatever. I like the show enough. It's fun. You know, I've actually had a legit couple loud chuckles to it. I'm like, okay.
Did you find it?
That's solid.
I found it.
Too bad. Stranger Things 2.
I was just going to talk about MASH.
I haven't watched it yet.
Stranger Things 2.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, Stranger Things 2.
Dude, did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay.
So,
we're not going to spoil anything. No way.
Okay.
It's too good.
Obviously, it wasn't shit. So I'm going to give you three options. It was a little bit less than how good the first season was. It was the same, or it was better than the first season. Those three options. What do you got?
No
man.
Thinking. No additions.
I'm gonna. Yeah, it's like. Let's say it was the same. It definitely was not worse. It was for me, it was the same. There were some parts that I was like, there were some parts in general where I'm like bad taste in my mouth, but overall, it felt the same. But I really liked the end of it.
Okay.
I really liked the end of it. Well, okay, I don't want to hype.
Mr. Nitpicky, though, giving like a same bar level.
Can't
tell me the first season is not epically
amazing. Not even
amazing.
Like the conclusion to like the plot.
Okay.
But just the way they did that last episode.
Okay.
Overall, from the very, very end of it, right. I was like, this is just great. Did you get a feeling? Did you get a warm and fuzzy at all? Did you get any like, good stuff out of that?
Oh, you're talking about the warm and fuzzies.
Well, that was a big part of it for me.
Yeah, that was
perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, I felt so awkward. So awkward.
Okay, we can't go into it. I'm just like, yeah. I'm just glad that the whole thing is a great story the whole way through, you know? But I really liked, there was key parts in it. Right around maybe like episodes like 4 through 6, and then episode like 9 and 10. That was like the sweet spots for me. Beginning was a little slow. There was some awkwardness right before the end that I did not like. But yeah, it was just good. I really liked it, man.
So it felt to me, you know how like when some shows they have a season 2, it feels like they're kind of aware of themselves. So when they make season 2, they know they've had success with season 1. It didn't feel like that. It felt like it was just a big, long extension of season 1.
It was exactly it like,
oh, I love that feeling.
It felt
that
exactly
sounds great.
The same.
That sounds great.
It was amazing. Although, I do want to say, if I'm going to give Stranger Things, the first season, a 9, I'm going to give the second season an 8 or an 8.5. I can't put my... It's not even that much less. Like, 8.75. Like, it's not even that much less. And I couldn't even really pinpoint why... You know, but I just felt like it wasn't quite as good, but still not quite as good as season one. It's fucking amazing. It's still amazing. I give it high praise.
I give them both a 9. I just say even score. Yeah, it's not a 10. It's not like it's totally changing the game, but it's just a really likable show. So likable.
I think season one and season two knocked it out of the park. Fucking just killed it. During season two, they weren't aware of themselves, you know, during season one. You know what I mean? It's not like they're just like came off of the bench of season one and like, man, we really killed it, you know. Now we gotta like do something different, or we can just get away with whatever because now we're so popular.
Jump the shark a little bit.
Yeah, they just fucking smooth transition. Really good.
Yeah, they did. The emotions were going all over the place. They got some like real hard hitting, like real life shit in there. It wasn't just like it wasn't just a plot. It was like a lot of character stuff too.
Development.
A lot of character stuff, like, which is very important.
Right.
And yeah, there's some sad moments in it too. Sad moments. Yeah.
Zoomers, bro.
Yeah. So anyways, it was fucking great. Okay, what's on the list? You gotta see it.
Oh, I have multiple plans.
2 days for me. I'm like, all right, here's one day I watch like 1 through 5, whatever. Then the next time I watch 6 through 10.
Just kind of like same thing like the first one though. I don't know why. Even like other shows too. If something like super popular for some reason, I don't watch it right away.
Right.
Not because I'm worried about spoilers or this or that. Like even spoilers happen. Like I'm pretty good about.
It's just the seeing punk, it, but ignoring it's it. It's the punk there in you saying everyone else enjoys it. Well, fuck you. I'm not gonna.
Like,
watch
I am
it.
Not. I'm not following your fucking lead right now. That's really what. Honestly, at a base level, that is what I do. And that's what is occurring.
That's why I'm not watching Game of Thrones. Because everybody loves it so much, and I'm just like, well, fuck you, I'm not watching it. And then when people ask me about it, I'm like, I'm not watching it. And then I get to see that reaction on their face, like, what? Do you want to borrow the seasons from me? Do you not have access? Dude, I just choose not to.
I tell you, though, when you get around to it.
Oh, you are going
to
love it.
So fucking good.
I know I'm going to love it.
No, it's so good. I love that show.
I share that sense, you know.
I get it though. I get it.
I don't know. It's something like it's just deep seated. Like it's
annoying
about like I'm not even thinking. Like, why am I not watching this yet? Like I was so excited. Like they had the counter on Netflix. Like 3 days and 19 hours. I'm like, I'm gonna watch when it comes out. Like day came out. I'm like, I'm working. I'll give it a weekend. I'll wait till I have the time to like you know ease into this and really get into it. And then I was like, oh, and this Stranger Things 2. I'm like, no. I'll watch it. Like it's gonna be on there.
Yeah, my chick watched it in like 2 days or like a day and a half. Just like binge watched it, and then I downloaded all the episodes to my phone, and then just like watched them when I had free time at work. So I, you know, probably like 4 or 5 days.
Also, my ex has the same still on the account too. I'm watching Netflix and stuff, and so I see like Stranger Things 2. Like I'm continue watching. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you about this. I'm not gonna watch this yet. Like I don't want to have this in common right now.
So, okay, big announcements from the MTGO world. Obviously, Iconic Masters is coming to Magic Online on November 17th. They have this big old fucking...
Isn't it the same day Battlefront 2 gets released?
I'm not quite sure.
I think so.
So they have all the information about the prices and yada yada. We don't care. But what we do care about, introducing Play Point Bundles... for a limited time. Huh. Starting November 15th, Magic Online will offer 3 new Playpoint bundles in the Magic Online store. Store item number 1, 240 Playpoints for $24. 480 Playpoints for $45 and 1200 for $100. I can't right away, because this just came out today, I can't right away figure out why this is bad for the economy of Magic Online, but a lot of bot chains are like, hey, we're selling our MTGO tickets for like, or we're buying them for 83 cents now. Because they used to offer you between 90 and 95 cents if you wanted to sell them your tickets. Mm-hmm. Now they're buying them at 83 cents. I forget what popular chain it was. But they're like, yeah, you know, this is a mistake. Magic Online, you shouldn't be doing this. We hope you reconsider, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you're buying it, if we're going to the 1,200 to 1,000 mark, that is 5/6. So, like, you're paying around 83%. Yeah, right around there, 84% of the you're getting anyways you're paying 84% and getting 100% product, you know what I mean? So right. that makes sense because you're paying the 84 cents in a
right.
dollar.
So, but we're dealing
to get
with
that.
Play points and tickets.
Yeah.
So they're selling the play points, which have they previously done?
I don't think so.
I think you just earn the play points.
Yeah, I agree.
How does that fit the tickets?
Other than like, is it having more product in the market? People get a little play, more tournaments, get more product available. Like, how does it affect tickets?
I have to think about it
and get back next week or something like that. But you are directly messing with the economy. You are making the value of one less than the value of one in some way.
Right.
And it may not be just the general overarching only currency in the game where now it's a hard thing where this is not now as worth as much, but play points and tickets are like interchangeable when it comes to tournament play and stuff like that.
So
not
entering
for,
into a
yeah,
tournament.
Not for, you know, obviously buying cards, but for what I'm sure a lot of people do is just buying tickets so that they can enter in their you know, paying their 6 tickets or their 12 tickets or whatever to enter in the tournament or the draft. So this is directly changing that, which is now probably lessening them. They're probably selling less tickets or will sell less tickets because of it. And so now they can't spend as much money. It's like it's indirectly affecting the other half of the currency.
Right.
So, how you know, there's math in there that I don't know yet, but that is definitely
But why is this bot system already dropping the 83 when this hasn't happened yet?
Because it will happen, anticipation.
Yeah, pretty much. I just know a lot of the.
But they're the only one doing it. Why would anybody go with them anymore?
They were buying it for like 90, what? You said 90?
Usually between 90 and 95.
They're buying 90
cents
95
per ticket.
Per ticket. They're, okay. Yeah.
So I just know I saw one, and then I saw some other
you'd be able,
bots
so in that sense,
saying that it wasn't. It was a bad choice.
You'd
also.
Be able to, in that case, you'd be able to trade up tickets into more playing points. So if you had so much money in. If you're at 92%. Then you'd be able to sell all that stuff and get 92% out of it, and then use that 92%, and you'd be able to get more.
It's
than
real
that.
Money buying the play points. You're not using tickets to buy play points.
I get that, but if you're just trying to look to draft and do that stuff like that, you're able to now get it cheaper. It's affecting it. I get it. Okay, for just that one part, buying and selling cards and all that stuff, that marketplace stuff. I don't really know, but I'm sure that half the economy there is just going to be based on drafts and leagues and all that kind of stuff there too. So
right. So these bundles are only available through the holidays and basically until the release of Rivals of Ixalan, which is January 19th. So I don't know if they're testing the waters or they're just trying to incentivize people to spend money. I don't know, but I know that it's affecting shit.
By the way, we do have spoilers to talk about too.
We do?
Rivals of Ixalan spoilers, yep. I will pull it up right now. You guys keep going on, sorry.
Rivals of Ixalan spoilers?
Yep. I did not know this.
Are you sure it's not Explorers of Ixalan?
Oh, is that what it is? What is that one?
That's the multiplayer like board game thing.
Oh, maybe it's that. Let me look up.
Pretty
let me make sure.
Sure it's
let me
that.
Make sure.
100%.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, never mind.
Okay, so this is another thing. The Magic Online Treasure Chests update.
You're right, it is Explorers. Okay, my
sweet.
Bad. But we,
there's some good reprints in there. You know, check it out. So the update to the Treasure Chests, there's two big changes. First, select cards from the Commander 2017 and other sets are making their online debut. Second, which is crazy, we're adding complete standard legal non-foil sets to treasure chests. Meaning you open a treasure chest, you have a chance of opening an entire set.
What?
Yes, one of every card in the set.
What?
Yep.
That's incredible.
So I saw some, you know, obviously this was released today, and some people were trying to do the math and blah, blah, blah. So, and you know what?
Yeah, there's got to be a number. It's got to be where, like, if you open up a whole thing at Ixalan, it would directly get you 70 tickets or something like that. You know what I mean?
So, going on, and I'll circle around back to that. They're adding a new sheet to Treasure Chest, the exclusive sheet. So these are for cards that basically the only way to get them is through this.
Looks like sheet. Tastes like sheet.
It's a sheet.
It's a sheet.
And so this includes the Commander's 2017 as well as promo cards with new art and blah, blah, blah. So it goes down into, you know, there's 3 slots in the treasure chest. And it gives you you know, for example, slot one gives you 22% for getting a curated card, 43% for getting a modern, rare, or mythic, 5% for getting an exclusive, 30% for play points, and 0% for the standard common or uncommon. And then, you know, it changes after that. So, let me scroll down, blah, blah, blah. So they start to give you frequency ratios, which I'm not quite sure how they translate to, like, the percent chance you'll get in the pack. So, for instance, for Adarka Wace, the old frequency ratio was 20. The new frequency ratio is 0. And then for the Aether Revolt set, to be able to open that in a treasure chest, the old frequency was 0, new frequency ratio 3. So I'm not exactly how that works out. You know what I mean? What those numbers mean in a percentage chance to open those in a treasure chest. But smarter people than I will probably figure it out and or already have figured it out. But that is very exciting. For Magic Online, one, we're going to be able to get those the Commander 17 stuff. So, you know, if you want to build that Dragon's deck, you know, some of the bigger, some of the bigger cards out of those decks will be available out of the treasure chests and in the secondary market. And you might I never get treasure chests because I don't participate in anything that offers treasure chests. So I'm not too excited, but it's exciting that they're kind of upping the ante for what can be opened.
Can't you, like, trade for treasure chests and buy them from other people?
Yes.
No? Yeah, it's like $3 or something like that or whatever. It, like, varies. Some of them, in the beginning, they were, like, 5, and then they went down to, like, 3, and then now it's, you know, for, you know, as far as tickets goes.
So I'm sure the price is going to increase because of the possibility. Yeah. I heard, what was it?
Hey, real quick, we were talking about this kind of stuff, about just incentivizing players, and this is not reaching our expectations necessarily, but we're stepping in the right direction. I mean, goes to show in paper that Buy a Box promo pack is a fucking huge step. I mean, I opened up a ton of money in that thing.
And what'd you say? It was guaranteed 2-foil?
You got 2-foil promo lands, which were like going for $7 a piece. So that's just guaranteed $14. And then I opened up a Torrential Gear Hulk and like a foil Liliana's Defeat, which is not a big deal, but still a cool card, and a couple other like rares. And it was nice. I mean, I took out, it was like $30 or more. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's fucking great. You know, it really adds to the value of a box.
Right.
And it could be nothing. It could be just opening up some fucking bulk rares and some foils that don't matter, but...
Could be a boat.
But the chances are pretty good to open up something, and it felt pretty fucking awesome to open up that pack. So that's a step in the right direction, like just supplementing the products and just giving us more reason to go out to stores and go out and buy boxes and go on MTGO and play leagues and all this stuff, just to... you know, do the standard old thing by opening up some packs, hoping you hit something, hoping you get play points by doing really well. And now we're getting these treasure chests and all that stuff that offer more and more value every month or two. I mean, this is nothing but positive changes.
Yeah. So it was Card Hoarder, and they said, in response to WotC's announcement today, we are lowering our MTGO ticket purchase rate to 83 cents. We have concerns about the impact of selling discounted play points on the ticket economy and urge Magic Online to reconsider. And they're a pretty big fucking seller on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? And yeah, the treasure chests, real life treasure chests, are fucking awesome and add a lot of value. And it's hopefully going to incentivize people to spend some more money.
Did you guys open up any Ixalan?
I opened up a fat pack.
Yeah, that's what I opened today. That's all I opened so far.
Would you pull anything nice?
Three. I got the Burning, the Awakening, and the fucking Green Avatars.
Okay.
So all dinos.
Yeah. All dinos.
I did get the red Legendary Enchantment.
The Flipland.
And I got the
pithing needle artifact.
Okay. Yeah, so not much. Okay. Because there are a few card spikes, you know, have been out there. Like, Vraska's Contempt is like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Which is pretty
weird. If you have those, fucking get
them. Yeah, because they're standard only. Like, you know, once standard's over, like, that card is fucking 15 cents.
It's going to follow the same exact trajectory that Hero's Downfall did. At the height of its play, it's going to be 10 bucks, and then it has nowhere to go but down.
Yeah, so I already sold mine. I only had one, but it'd have been something nice to see at, you know, $3 and pick a bunch up because it's playable. Yeah. You know, maybe only one or two of in a deck, but I mean, if you're playing those colors and you have your deck has enough time, you know, it's not super super aggro. It's just a good card and sideboard too. So I mean, it's an answer for the gods and Scarab God and the fucking the red one, whatever
Hazoret
are like they're kicking ass. So it makes sense that this is an important card right now.
So, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just off the subject. So once you get done, go ahead.
I was just gonna change topics.
Okay.
Wrapping up.
But before wrapping up, I have something.
Well, I was. Anyways,
put a bow on it. Put a bow on a crow. Put a bow crow.
Fucking put a pin in it. I was gonna go over how our 1DH decks went against one another.
Oh yeah,
because we last week we played and we didn't cast and. So you had your commander is
Narset, whatever enlightened, whatever the
enlightened
fuck.
master
probably something like that. Yeah.
So yeah, the creature.
So my deck, I played just 1-on-1. So the deck obviously excels at 1v1, just like what your cat's deck would do 1v1. You know, if everything has hexproof and shroud and whatever. You only have, like, one creature, and if you can make me sacrifice it, I'm screwed. You can board wipe, I'm screwed. But if for some reason you have targeted removal and you're just going on the big creature plan or something like that, you're just not going to hang with me being able to attack, get you with commander damage, which I did win on commander damage, probably two games, and being able to reveal the top four cards of your library and cast whatever you want till end of turn. That is a non-creature spell. And I only have, like, three creatures in the whole deck, and everything else is going to be artifacts that, you know, pump shit up, and you know, a few enchantments, but a lot of just spells like card draw, board wipes, me stealing your guys' stealing shit from you, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So me playing against what Knife will talk about here pretty soon, it was
once you get your commander online and get at least one activation out of it, it's pretty much downhill from
there. It's you put a lot of shit on the board for free and draw a lot of cards. Like I said, your hand's always pretty much full, and even though it was super cheap and some of the cards are kind of janky, whatever, it was undefeated. So I talk about the best kill, though, right? The best kill of the night was really funny. I had opening hand. I had this card. I don't remember what it's called, but it is one where it's a...
No, don't even tell that. Just go through and let that be revealed.
Okay, all right, fine.
Hand. It's way better here.
So I have my opening hand, and so I don't have any creatures or whatever. I'm just kind of like drawing cards and just kind of dirtling or whatever with myself for a little bit. And Mr. Knife City is playing out his creatures and attacking me, you know, for 8 a turn or whatever. We're going through. It's turn 8. I wipe the board, you know, and I haven't even played Narset at this time at all, the whole game. And I have no creatures the whole game. And he's just pinging me. And I'm down to 8. And he has his 4/4 commander that becomes a 5/5 when it attacks. And he has the hammer of Purphoros, whatever, that you sack a land and then it turns into a 3/3 golem. So he has a 3/3 golem and he has a 5/5 creature or whatever. So he attacks me with those two creatures and I play a spell that is sacrifice an attacking creature, your choice, not my choice.
Right.
And I create that many 1/1s equal to its power. So he's like, well, obviously I'm sacking the 3/3. And so I create my 3 1/1s and I'm down to 8 and he's at 40. And I let his...
You let the 5/5.
I let the 5/5 hit me, which is strange. Me just making 1/1s. I actually just block one, chump it. Doesn't have any evasion or nothing like that. And I don't. And so in my head, I'm like, this is going like too perfect. In his head, he's like, I'm killing him. So what the fuck?
Wait.
So I don't block, which is, like I said, it's very weird, right? But in my head, I'm like, okay, so I'm now down to 3. And I'm making sure, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, was it correct to not block? Because if he has some way to, like, some trickery, then I pump his dude or anything else.
Then you're fucked.
Then I'm totally fucked. But I'm like, I'm going to risk it for the biscuit.
I'm going to fucking take the damage. I'm going to be down to 3. He's at 40, right? And I have my 3 1-1s, summoning sick, because this is an instant spell. Now, it comes to my turn, my past turn, and I go...
He untaps.
I untap, and I go, this is good. Do you have, like, any removal or something?
And I'm like, I look at my life total, I'm like, I'm at 40. He's at 3. I'm like, do you win? He's like, yep. Because I got nothing in my... I got no tricks in my hand.
And so, from the beginning of the game, it's been one plan. And it's been that he doesn't have any blue in the deck, so no counters or nothing like that. And I'm like, all right, so I'm going to cast this 8-mana spell, sorcery, that is exchange players' life totals in any way you see fit. So it could be, you know, from 4-player or whatever, exchanging things, this and that. But if, for me, it was the perfect storm of, okay, I will go ahead and be at 40, you will be at 3, you are tapped out and your creature is tapped, I will swing in with the 3 creatures that you gave me for a total of 3 points, which is Xaxes. And from a life total swing of 74 points, 37 up, 37 very, down. And it was a moment, because it is total confidence on his side. Like, well, obviously, you're not going to win this turn. And I'm like, but I had a plan that I didn't tell you about. It's only going to work once.
But I'm a dick.
It was only going to work once, but I was able to switch life totals, you know, go back to healthy 40 life, yeah, which was nice. Even if something went wrong, it still was like, okay, I have other spells in my hand to, like, figure out a new plan. But in this case, attack for 3. And then I proceeded to get up and jump around in the garage because I was, like, so nervous that this was actually going to work. And it did. And it was fucking great.
And
jankiest cards ever, but you got to play janky cards.
Knife shot himself in the head.
Yeah. When everything's under $1, you can't play, like, really good cards. You have to play cards that are like, you shouldn't see that in Commander. It's like, I know, but, like, I play Valorous Stance in fucking Commander now because it's cheap, it kills a creature, and it saves my dude from a board wipe. So, like, perfect. What am I supposed to do? It's not a Commander card, but, like, I have to play that shit now. Can't play Heroic Intervention. That thing's like $5.
So it's horrible, and hopefully Crow will get his deck built, and we can actually have a 3-person game. My deck is... I need to add some more creatures, but it can be a very aggressive early game deck.
It's a super aggressive Boros deck.
But I just...
Supposed to be.
There's too many answers and not enough threats, so I just need to add some more creatures and be good to go.
But I won... I won a Knife City League. I went 5-0. Got my treasure chests. Got
didn't
my
I win
points.
One?
No, you did not win one. You didn't win a game all night. No, you won once.
See,
against Tiny Leaders. You know,
Sauce likes to do this.
No.
Where?
No, I know.
He happens to have a night where he wins a bunch, and then he goes on and says like he didn't win any. And then if you do opposite to him, where he only won like one or two, you're like no, I won like half the games. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
in my mind,
his
it was
mind
like
only remembers his wins.
In my mind, it was like a 70-30 split.
Absolutely not.
That's what he said to me. And when you walked in and said I won a 5-0 league, I'm like, wait, he told me 70-30.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
It was 5-0. We played 5 games, and then we played Tiny Leaders afterwards, and you beat me. I beat you.
I'm pretty sure I beat you twice.
No, because I beat you. I was undefeated again with the Infect deck, and then I played the Shuyun deck, and you did mill me out from that.
Gotcha.
Possibly twice. We played a lot of games that night, but yeah. Either way, it was a successful night for me.
The
for
good
sure.
Old two-card combo.
So.
Of a Boro, whatever the tap
don't
land.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that thing is just disgusting.
Yeah.
So you probably won 2 games from that, I think, actually. I think one... Actually, you know, you did, because you milled me out one and you killed me with my own creature the second
time. Ah, yes.
Remember that you stole Shu Yun and I could not deal.
That was great.
So, yeah, you did win twice that way. But the Infect deck was just, like, just worked.
Yeah. Just worked. Hit the draws. So what you got, Crow?
I ended on product info and a promo after that. So Magic, as you know, has a kind of a... deal with Ultra Pro to make product. Ultra Pro is allowed to make deck boxes and
sleeves.
Folders and
with their logos,
with their logos
else.
And all Magic stuff. That being said, Ultra Pro has a new product coming out late this year or early next year. It says Q4 or Q1 of 2018, and they are making Ultra Pro Relic Eternal Collection tokens. That being said, they're going to come in 3 packs. These tokens are going to be hard plastic. They're going to be like, you know. I don't know how you can look at the picture. Probably like an eighth of an inch in depth. You know, hard plastic. There's going to be, you know, angels, worms, beasts, fucking Nicol Bolas one. I think some of them have numbers that would be able to change to the different like size beasts and things like that. They would come in 3 packs and 3 in a pack. So you're going to open it not knowing what you're going to get. It's going to make it like that. There's going to be rares. There's going to be
commons, uncommons, and rares, as far as the tokens go. There will be foils as well.
Right, like, so like a Voice of Resurgent token would be like a rare.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, so like this is set once, so there's let's see, five, nine, there's like 15 tokens coming out this first set. I think they're planning on doing more, but it looks like it's just a baseline of these.
Any
ones
prices?
First. So right now, MSRP for a booster display box of 24 packs is $120 for MSRP.
Ooh.
Expensive. We gotta just get the feel of the card and see if it's like worth.
Well, it's not gonna be a card. It's gonna be like a hard plastic.
I get that. I'm saying that with the feel of it and see like how quality it is and whatever else. Because otherwise, I mean, tokens are pretty awesome. We all like appreciate good tokens.
Yeah, here. I was looking into a little more. Like this page I'm on right now doesn't show like as many pictures and in depth about it. But when I first saw this, I was like, oh, those look pretty fucking cool. Like, I'm in. Like, I plan on buying a couple of these packs and hoping to get some cool
stuff. Yeah, I would imagine me buying at least a couple packs to see what's going on with it.
Yeah.
Maybe not buying a fucking booster box, but...
Yeah.
I think also...
Maybe we buy a booster box and just go in on it split it up. So,
you know, I think I'm wrong. I think the number displays are not actually for necessarily the showing their power. Like, it's kind of like, no, like a beast is a 3-3. A fucking worm's going to be like a 5-5. Things like that. So it's going to be also like the number's going to be there so you can actually change and show how many tokens you have.
Oh, okay.
There's also a Tarmogoyf token on there, so that's gonna be fucking pretty. Just a number showing what Tarmogoyf number is gonna be on there, like a Tarmogoyf die. So that's gonna be a pretty powerful one. I'm sure that's obviously gonna be rare. So yeah, I think they look pretty cool. Like, we'll see how it all goes. But I know first thing it comes out, I'm buying at least a pack and opening it and seeing how it feels.
Yeah, you
and
gotta see
like
how
it,
that is.
I'll
cool.
buy a bunch more right then.
That's a cool idea.
You know, I think they look pretty sweet.
I think somebody's listening to our podcast because we talked about a little something close to that, not maybe packs. They figured they could make more money off of packs than just selling the collection.
But
you know that makes sense because there's going to be a few of these that they make that they don't even sell much of, like one plants or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're going to be, you know, selling out of two
zombies. Would you like me to read down a list of what the first set's going to contain?
They're going to be, sure.
Angels, Beasts, Cat. The Lifelink cat, actually. So it looks like they're probably planning on like doing a release of this for each individual set for particular tokens.
Gotcha.
So, like the Lifelink 1/1 cat is for the fucking, you know, the Sacred Cat.
Yeah.
Dragons, Drake, Soldier, Snake, Nicol Bolas, which I don't really quite understand.
Probably
the
emblem.
Yeah, I guess the emblem, yeah. Insect, Goblin,
there's no
Gideon,
emblem, actually.
Spirit,
I don't think.
Tarmogoyf, Worm, and Zombie is the original set coming out of this.
Interesting.
So there's obviously way more tokens than that, but like this is a baseline to begin with kind of thing, like series one token set kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think they look pretty cool if you want to look them up. Ultra Pro Relic Tokens is what you search.
Nice.
All the quick promo talk. The chromo promo homo.
Sauce already beat you to it, bro. last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never mind. Noble Hierarch and fucking.
Yep. Okay, then. Well, that's fine. Good for you.
Well, I did. I said the Crow Corner begins now.
Good for you. Those are fucking sweet promos, so I understand why you actually knew about these ones this time.
So that's it for episode 123 of this podcast. Go ahead and check us out on Twitter. Mostly, you can find us there. Our podcast will pop up on iTunes, MTGcast, Shout Engine, and the like. Probably Megan's Law and all that fun stuff. So anyways.
To that one listener emailed us. In theory, by the time this episode comes out, you should have your response from the email.
Yeah, don't worry. If you email us, we will eventually get back to you.
Yeah, this one's on me.
But that's it for us. I'm Knife City.
So
and
Crow.
This is Hot Dogs.
And we'll catch you guys later.